What will it be, guys?
I'll have a Scotch on the rocks.
I'll have a Samuel Adams.
I'll have a Samuel Jackson.
You know something? I'll have a Samuel Jackson, too.
Me, three.
Three Samuel Jacksons coming right up.
Good mother... Of course, mother... Samuel Jackson, made painstakingly by me, Samuel L. Jackson. It'll get you drunk. You'll be f***ing fat girls in no time. You might even fight a nigga or two. Mm-mm, bitch. How's it taste, motherfucker? Huh?
Can you stop yelling at me, please?
No, I can't stop yelling, because that's how I talk. You ain't never seen my movies? Juice, that was a good one. Deep Blue Sea, they ate me. A shark ate me. Trash, bitch. Jurassic Park, Samuel Jackson. It's my beer. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games. I can't play these video games.
Games for entertainment radio.
Hey, we're back. Episode 31. It's about Final Fantasy Part 2.
Final Fantasy 11. This is we didn't play anything at all. I haven't played shit. So
we got guests today, here.
We have a guest. Who we haven't? What are you gonna? Do you know what we're gonna go with? You could use your name on Final Fantasy.
Kobar. Kobar, sure.
All right. Okay, maybe you should sit closer to that. Because okay. There's a microphone right behind that speaker over there. I got to kind of move that back, just so we can hear everybody. Everybody in this room's been playing Final Fantasy exclusively for the last God only knows how long.
A week? Since last show?
Yeah, since last show. I haven't done anything except for play this friggin' game, which has got to stop. And
well?
I think, see, last time we talked about, we tried to get everybody kind of the basics of the game. You know, we explained some of the classes and stuff like that. We talked about a little bit about how the skill chains work and stuff like that, but we didn't get really too in-depth with all the classes and exactly how cool each one could be, so I think that's going to kind of be the topic, you know, that we're just going to kind of focus on, and we'll just work on our little stories in between and stuff like that, you know, like things that we've done using some of the skills and whatnot or whatever. We have to do Final Fantasy strictly this week because seriously, nobody's played anything around here. I haven't even read anything about any other game. So I'm sorry, everybody that's listening that's like, oh man, Final Fantasy again, I'm so sick of hearing about this damn game. But you know what? You're going to start playing it. I'm telling you, you will play Final Fantasy 11 with it.
The Final Fantasy 11 will own you.
Yes, it's gonna destroy your world. And I've got a little story, actually. This will warm us up here.
Okay, this one time?
On the Bard Quest?
You're stuck with what?
Where? So... The other day, I was back up in Tahoe, and I went to go see my old boss, right? This guy, he plays EverQuest all the time. And I know that he's been wrestling with it for a long time, because when I worked there, I remember him telling me all the time, oh, I'm trying to quit, I don't really like it, I'm getting bored of it, it's the same thing every day. This guy, he's like the hardcore EverQuest player, too. You know, his girlfriend's always yelling at him, his stepkids want to use the computer, and he won't give it up, you know, because he's playing, you know, two accounts all the time. Two accounts on EverQuest, just so he doesn't need anybody else, you know, in his group. He runs around by himself. And it just never seemed like he liked it too much, because he always complained about playing the game. So I went up there for something else to go see if they had my W-2, as a matter of fact, and happened to run into him. First thing I asked him, are you still playing EverQuest? And he says, well, you know, I'm trying to quit again. You know, I get bored. You know, I play for just a couple of days, and then like a week will go by after not playing, and I just have to go back to it. So I said, you know what? I've been playing, because when I worked there a couple months ago, I you know... told them all about how I hated Dark Age and EverQuest and all that, you know, and how I just didn't like the way the system worked for these games and how they were just too boring to me. It just wasn't right for me, but, you know, everybody else seems to like them.
Couple months, my ass. You mean last year?
Was it last? No. Well, yeah, it was last year. It was, what, April when I quit up there. So, I mean, but it was the same story. You know, I just didn't like the games they had out at the time. This kind of jumped on me because all you guys had it. So, you know, I mentioned it to him. I said, you know, you might really like Final Fantasy XI. Oddly enough, he said he's been hearing a lot about it in EverQuest. People in EverQuest were talking about it. And a lot of people, he said, that he knew were switching over to playing this, or at least trying to play them both just to figure out what they like better. And I know for, you know, personally, I've seen a lot of people in Final Fantasy XI tell me that they came from EverQuest, and a lot of people from Dark Age of Camelot, too, telling me that they'd rather play this.
And Anarchy Online.
You played that one a lot, too? Or?
No.
A lot of people playing it, or?
I don't know. I think a lot of people have kind of cut off it. Because I hear it's just the same thing over and over again. People make bots to jump all the way to the high, and that's not a good game experience, I don't think, to anybody.
No, I don't think so either. But the game kind of lends itself to that style of play, though. I mean, okay, my whole complaint, like, I can see where they're coming from. Because my whole complaint with these is that it seems like your whole goal to play this game is to get from level 1 to the max level, you know, whatever that is for whatever game, right? To be the max level as soon as possible so you can start having some fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I see, like, a problem with. Like EverQuest, I tried playing it a couple times, and I couldn't handle it because it was so incredibly boring until you talk to dudes that are, like, 50th level or 60th level, and they're like, oh, I'm going here, I'm doing this, you know, I've got to go here, I got a big-ass raiding party to get to go do all this stuff. And it's like, well, what do I do until then? And they're like, well, you camp here, and you kill this shit for 10 levels in this zone. Then you go to the next zone down, you kill from 10 to 20. Then you go one more zone over and you kill from 20 to 30 until you eventually, you know, make your way five zones down and you're 50 or 60th and you can start going with people now. And it just seems just incredibly boring.
Well, the problem with that is you get to the final level where you can start raiding with people, and imagine you're in a zone fighting one mob with like 40 or 50 people. And
Jesus.
Your whole thing is to do like 0.3% of the damage to this mob. Now, what kind of sense of accomplishment do you have in that?
Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. I couldn't handle that. I would go out of my mind. I don't...
The whole goal of EverQuest is to get the most uber equipment.
Yeah, the items. I hear everybody talking about that, too. They tell me the items. Now, there's... I know you haven't listened to EverQuest Radio. Group of people that play EverQuest sit around, they talk about, you know, what had happened to them that week, they talk about new patches and new expansion packs, stuff like that. Great stuff. The site, it's csr-networks.com. I love listening to it. I listened to them when they did Counter-Strike Radio, and I don't play Counter-Strike or EverQuest. You know, they're just entertaining to listen to. And it's fun for me because I played Dungeons & Dragons a lot. So it's like, when they're talking, my brain is working on looking at it like, you know, this is cool stuff we used to do in D&D, you know, and it's entertaining, you know. I'm sure if you played EverQuest a lot, I'm sure it's just fantastic to hear these guys talk about it, you know. It sounds like they do a lot of really cool stuff, too, but they're all really high level. Like, I think, I want to say the lowest one's like 56 or something. It seems like I keep hearing them talk about these insanely high levels, and I tried to play it again just a little bit ago. I went and I bought, well, that's not it, that one, the Evolutions pack and all the crap in there.
Yeah.
For $30, I thought, I can't go wrong. I played for 5 weeks, and I couldn't stand it. I fall asleep while I'm playing. It's just so boring out there, you know, and it's like I'd finally get into a group, and there was too much downtime, and it wasn't for me, you know, it just wasn't for me, and this kind of gives me the feeling of I'm doing something all the time. Like, every couple of levels, like every two or three levels I make in this, I have something, you know, that I've been looking forward to that I just earned. And
yeah, it does seem like this game has paid a lot more attention to the journey as opposed to the destination.
Which is awesome, which is, you know, I think that was a big step. You know, I think that, I hope that, like, World of Warcraft and Lineage 2, all the ones coming out, they look at that and they say, you know, holy crap, you know, there should be a point to getting to this highest part. Now, did you ever play Dark Age or anything?
No, I haven't.
See, I played that for a while, too, over the course of, like, 2 months, and it was the exact same thing. It was all about getting to level, what, 50, I guess, in that? All about getting to level 50 so that you can go do the player versus player thing. Other than that, the game sucked. It didn't matter. All you gotta do is stand here and camp and kill the same monsters over and over and over. And it just, I couldn't handle it.
Boring.
Exactly. It was boring, but the point was, this is what it gave me the feeling of. The point of playing Dark Age of Camelot was to learn how to use your character's skills It was like the newbie zone was 1 to 50, you know? That's what it made me feel like. Was you're only there to learn how to use your guy to perfection so that you can go out and kill people. And about the time I quit playing that was when they added the lower zones for the player versus player, like 25, and they added one to like 40 or something also to give you something to look forward to, but it was a joke. Everybody knew that that's not where you want to be. You want to be at 50 in the real combat, you know, with the realm wars when you got people fighting, you know, for... they had like fortresses. They had a neat system for the player versus player out there, but it didn't work because the game didn't work up to that. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about Dark Age. I mean, I don't know shit about EverQuest. Not too much. And I've tried playing it twice, and I couldn't handle it either time. It's a lot better now than it was then, though. It seemed like they did all kinds of like upgrades on the game itself. Like, the interface had seemed to change from when I played it originally, like years ago.
Anybody who played EverQuest for a long time will tell you that they ruined the game by what they've changed.
Really?
Because
just a little loud.
They
sorry.
It's all right. They basically dumbed it down to the point where anybody could just walk in and just play it. Whereas when you played it originally, I mean, it was a massive accomplishment just to learn everything you needed to know about this game. And that was where the accomplishment was in the lower levels. But now it's dumbed down so bad that it's just anybody can pick up and play it. And it may be good for someone coming in and saying, okay, this is easy, but people who got there by actually working for it.
You hear the guys on EQR talking about it because, you know, they're like, look, I don't know too much about it because I didn't watch the evolution of the game, but I jumped into it a little while ago, and I specifically remember them mentioning something about the direction sense one, the heading sense or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Where they made it automatically 200 or something, so no matter what, you can tell which direction you're facing. And they were complaining that they had to hammer that key. Exactly, so they built up the skill. Now, that seems like a minor complaint. Now, the way I look at it is this. Why should that be such an issue in the first place? It should have been built in the game that you know which direction you're facing all the time. I think, as a courtesy to the player, it just makes it easy. Like, I didn't understand that you had to have food on you to heal on that. It almost seemed like because you had food, or if you didn't have food, you got, you know, penalized for it. And then really, it just seemed like there was too many little things I had to learn ahead of time that took away from the fun. You know, like there was just so much stuff that you had to do that had nothing to do with fun. It had to do with barely scraping by was the point. And it just got so boring. And once you finally get, like, a gold piece or two, you think you're the man, and then you realize everything's insanely priced, and you might as well just get online and go buy money. It just seemed retarded. But, you know, playing this, it didn't seem like I feel that way. It feels like, oh, they took care of it for me. I know which direction I'm facing. I've got a compass on the screen all the time. You know, and that's great, because it makes the game fun, that if I need to know which direction I'm facing, I can just glance at it. I don't have to say, oh, crap, I didn't spend 3 days hammering the one key to learn how to do this, you know? It just seemed like it's not worth it to put the effort in. It's a game.
I actually forget that we have that compass because I played EverQuest so I
know. Yeah, once you get to...
Face, we're going south. I'm like, which way is south? I'm like, oh, yeah!
I'm going that way. But you know, there is a point that where you memorize everything, though.
Right.
I mean, it's like already in this. In Final Fantasy, people message me now, and they're like, I'm in this zone, 8 zones over from where I am. How do I get to wherever? And I can tell them exactly where to go. I can guess where they're standing, you know, as they describe and the amount of time that goes by. You just get to know it so well. But it seemed like they took out all the little annoying hindrances in it. Like, you know, a good one that we were talking about a little bit earlier was the equipment, the storage.
Mm.
Storage is a pain in EverQuest because you have 6 things at first, right? Or something like that, right?
Yeah, there's 6 slots.
Okay, 6 slots. I thought, holy cow, I can only hold 6 things, right? This blows. But at least they gave you a slot for your gear, you know, that goes on your guy. That doesn't quite count against that, you know, like Final Fantasy does. But, you know, then I discovered, oh, man, I got to buy backpacks. You know, and I found some guy that gave me one in the first whatever town I was in. Some guy just handed me one for some other quest that I just jacked it, used it for everything else, you know. But it seemed like, why did they have to take it that far? Why did they have to make it, like, so realistic? I mean, you know, I can't complain. That's a good thing. I mean, if you're looking for, like, the ultra-realistic game where you're living in it. But it just seemed like they took so much detail on that and not enough, as you said, the journey to get to the really cool part. Now, if they would take the, you know, maybe ultra-realism like that and then add the Final Fantasy, you know, every couple levels, you got something really cool to look forward to, that, you know, that might have spruced it up for me. But it just, you know, it was too late for me. I try to go back and play it now, the graphics are crap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're really bad. I had problems still today. This is a game that's been out for how long? 4 years? And still today, I was having mouse problems with it. You know, and there was even one time they brought the server down because the problems with the mouse was so bad.
That is one thing I have to say about Final Fantasy. EverQuest has been out for, I think it's going on five years now.
Probably, yeah.
And it's in between 4 and 5, and they still are regular. It's called Everpatch. Or it's called many things.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're always causing problems, having bring down shit and stuff, some problems.
Yeah. I don't understand that. If it works well enough, leave it alone.
Final Fantasy, I've had, like, maybe 4 patches,
mm-hmm.
I think, for things that have got problems.
Yeah.
Since I started playing it, like, a month ago.
Before, like, got some target in the auction house window.
Yeah, there was a targeting problem on the auction house window, which...
Yeah, just fixed it right away.
Yeah, however, I'm the only one with a unique problem with the auction house window. I thought it was what my problem was. And when they fixed it, I still had this problem. You know, when you're in Sandoria and you're facing the auction house, there's the 2 on the bottom, the 2 on the top. The top left one, I can never target that thing. Ever. I don't know what it is, but I have to go to the right one or the 2 on the bottom, and I cannot target the one upstairs. I have a macro for target NPC, which will lock me onto it occasionally. It is so weird. And I thought that's what they were talking about, and they didn't fix it. So, it doesn't bother me. There's 3 more there. You don't have to walk anywhere. They're all lined up, you know. So it was kind of a pain, though, but... Like, today, the only reason we've actually managed to sit here and record and not sit and waste our entire day playing, you know why that we're actually doing this? Server patch, you know. What are they doing there? No, they're moving the servers. Yeah, they brought it down. Emergency maintenance, it's described as. And if you look at the thing on online, it says they're physically moving the servers.
From point A to point B, or just Sims?
They're probably, like, dusting them off or something. They probably have in some small cramped basement somewhere. Or maybe they're renting out space in people's homes, you know. I mean, they're probably in Japan.
Yeah, I think they are all in Japan.
Yeah, I think so. It's amazing there's not any lag, though, when you play. I thought it would be kind of bad. But there's people on modems that play just fine.
Oh, yeah.
It blows me away.
I was playing on modem before I got my DSL.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And it was it totally okay all the time? Or? See, that's pretty... Well, it doesn't use much. Even EverQuest uses
it. We crashed the one. Oh, yeah. We got lagging out once today at the same time.
But it was my problem. Yeah. It's my problem. SDC cuts me off once a night for... I don't know what they're doing.
What?
Once every night, I get cut off, and it seems to be between 8 and 9 p.m. Right?
Make sure you're not doing anything important.
That must be what it is. They got to keep me in check, right? It's weird, but... a while ago, about 15 minutes ago, I was talking about my boss, right? We never do this. We never can keep on topic. We're so bad we just talk about whatever and it comes out. But this was a good story though. My ex-boss, this guy, he plays EverQuest, you know, he was telling me he was getting bored of it, so I mentioned Final Fantasy. I ended up spending the next hour and a half talking to him about Final Fantasy, and I was like, sweating by the end of it. I was like, I gotta go home and play. And I'm an hour from my house, you know. I was like, I gotta leave, dude. I gotta go play, man. I'm sorry. I gotta go. And I had a crowd of people standing around listening to me. I just kept talking to him originally. And then this buddy of ours, this guy Arnold, happened to be listening. You know, and then pretty soon there's like 5 people listening to me talking about how we just killed this dragon the other day, you know, and everybody's going, oh, wow! So I got him all hyped up, and he goes, well, man, you know what, I'm going to try to get on the same server as you. I explained how you can, you know, cheat to get on the server you want, and explained that, you know, I could just get him a pass and whatnot. And he ended up calling me that night at 11 o'clock. It was 3 when I left him, 2 or 3. 11 o'clock that night, he calls me up, hey, dude, sorry, I gotta be quiet. I'm gonna wake up the wife, but I picked up 2 copies of Final Fantasy today. I need the key. It was awesome. So
world pass key?
You know, yeah, he needs a world pass, you know, so he can get on the server that we're on. And it's really cool to, you know, see him all excited and stuff like that. I just don't know if you can dual box a game like this that well. I mean,
Sim's real hard.
Yeah, I imagine it would depend on the classes you were doing.
I think he's got it worked out pretty well because he wants to take one guy as a white mage to 18, and at the same time he's taking a thief to 18. Once they hit 18 and get their sub abilities, he's going to switch the thief to a warrior and go to warrior 30 and take, and then switch the white mage to black mage and go to 30. Once he hits 30, he's going to switch the thief warrior guy to a beast master thief so that he has like an extra dude to help him, I guess. So that'll be interesting.
Win more drops, too, huh?
So, yeah, that's exactly what it is. If he's going to be soloing most of the time, he's going to want more drops.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to need a lot of money, yeah. So I just don't know how well he can pull it off. I
can't understand why someone would want to play an MMORPG in solo.
This game, you know, a lot of people agree. There's Riboflavin, you know, Melly that plays with us on this. He made a comment the other day. What did he say? He said, I keep thinking how great this game would be as a single-player RPG. And he's right. it would be a fantastic game single player. I mean, think about the huge world you could wander around in, and if they lowered the monster, you know, stats, assuming everything wasn't insane and needed, you know, six people to kill, you know, I mean, not everything's like that, though. I mean, but at some point, it gets to the point where you need a party if you want to go to, like, really burly stuff. But if they just drop the, you know, enemies' levels, you know, it could be one hell of a single-player game. And I would play the crap out of it. Because how much time do you waste, like, waiting for a good party?
That's true. But if it's a single-player game, why, you know, why don't they just make for your console? I mean, it's for a console already, but you don't have to pay the online fee already.
Well, that's what he's...
Just like other
that's
Final
what he,
Fantasy.
That's what he's saying, is it would make a good Final Fantasy. Like, I know he likes Final Fantasies, and I know you like Final Fantasies, Wolf, but I can't stand them past six. I don't like them. I think they're horrible games. I don't find them any fun. They're just like movies. You push a button occasionally, you watch another movie. This has got gameplay and substance and really good story. I mean, and that, you know, blew me away. A good story in one of these massively multiplayer games. Everybody, you know, I asked my boss, too. You know, he plays EverQuest extensively for years now. And I said, is there a point? And he couldn't tell me. He said, you know what? The point is to get the best equipment. And that kind of sucks. You know, there's no, like, huge story or anything. Now, I have watched this video that I downloaded somewhere on the net of some people that actually got to fight the Shadow Lord. You know that guy they keep alluding to, they keep talking about? I don't know if you got so high in the rank yet where they talk about it, but you keep hearing about the Shadow Lord guy, and then you hear about these old wars and stuff like that, and why, you know, certain, like why the Galkor are in Vlastok, they used to own the island out there, and all this crazy stuff. But it keeps coming back to that there's one ultimate guy that you can kill that is like the end dude. And I saw a video of it online of some guys that went, a party of six people that went and they beat him. And I got to see, I actually didn't watch the whole movie, but there was, you know, this long movie sequence after it. So, at least it's nice to think to myself, wow, after all that, there is something I could kind of beat, and that would even give me a reason to stop playing. I would probably keep playing, you know, I mean, just for the fun of it, just because, as it is already, I've got like 30 people on my friends list, and it's neat to just, you know, hop on, and there's 14 people that are like, hey, what's up, dude? You know, let's go do something.
Well, see, and that's the whole point about the waiting for a group, is that you make friends that are on around the same time as you, and you don't have to go and find a group.
Yeah.
You can just go, hey, I'm on.
That's
who
true.
Who needs me?
Very true. That is one of the biggest things that I've seen that has helped me with this, like, get over the fact that I've got to party most of the time. Because with EverQuest, I partied with people, but it was never anybody really cool. You know, I had a few people on my friends list I would see once in a while, but they were, you know, well, they had real high-level guys, too. And they were like, well, okay, I'm this guy also, but I'm not doing this with my friends. I'll come back and play with you at level, you know, 10 or 20 today, whatever you are, later on. I was just like, yeah, screw this. You know, here, I mean, I've got people on our list, like, you know, our black mage from hell, she just kicks ass, that chick in Australia. She plays all night, and we're up all night playing. You know, it's like, every time we're on, she's on. And we've been able to help each other with quests, and if we just need to go out and, you know, crank out some levels, she's there, you know?
That's why this game wouldn't work as well as a single player, because a lot of it is interactive chat rooms.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. A chat room with a theme, you know?
Yeah, it's something you do while you're talking to people, making friends on
that. That's true, which is cool, but I think it is such a hindrance also, because I have actually sat for 5 hours waiting for a group, like in the Dunes. I have sat there and just camped out and watched people around me fight, and because I am not a white mage or a warrior, because I can't provoke, nobody wants me as a thief. You know, even as a ninja, I'm having a fuck of a time trying to get into a group. I can't do it for a week. I've been playing with crappy groups now. You know, except for today. Today we had one good group. Then, emergency server maintenance, gotta go. See you later, you know.
God damn it.
You know. Oh, speaking of ninja, last week we were talking, remember I was screaming up a storm?
Yeah, he was crying. Bitch.
I was whining like a ninja. Little girl who just skinned her knee, man. I was pissed. I was complaining. It took me a week to get it. But talk about...
Yeah, you whore yourself.
I did. You ever suck dick for video game?
I've seen him do it.
I had to. I went out to that place to do that quest for like the seventh or eighth time. I walked my ass out there by myself. And I got there, and I got lucky. I just come around the corner. Wolf, you were sitting right next to me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and you're like, oh, there's nobody out there. And boom.
I was doing something else.
Eco Warrior, remember? You were doing the Eco Warrior thing. And I remember I said I was going to go, and then I was like, no, I need to focus on ninja because I'm not having a whole lot of fun.
Right,
remember? Because I was really pissed. So I went there again, and I was like, oh, screw it, you know. I'll either just quit playing, or I'm going to camp out in here for a week until somebody helps me. And I got real lucky. I went out there, and instead of waiting in a safe area, you know, like in the front of the zone looking for people, nobody would answer me. So I said, that's it. You know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to go out there and wait right on the spot. nothing out there will aggro me once I get there. You know, on the way, stuff aggros me. But once I get there, stuff won't aggro me. So, no problem. Boom, invisibility. You know, I mean, I did the whole nine. I walked myself out there. And just as I come around the corner to where I've got to get the piece of coral, there's a 61st level warrior and a 31st level warrior. Two Japanese dudes, and the big guy was hooking up the little guy with a ninja quest. And so there I am, used to the translator, telling him, Prowler too weak, and then whatever their names were, too strong, you know?
I thought you said something else. I thought you said, meow. Are you so horny?
Yeah,
you
right.
Monster.
Yeah.
You can't help you with the ninja quest.
I did everything I could to get these guys to understand, and they did. You know, they knew right away what
cool,
I wanted.
Cool.
You know, they were hella cool. I don't remember their names. You know what? I think I wrote them down. Just because I was so happy that if I thought if I'd see them again, I'd like hook them up with some money. But I tried. I tried to give them money, and they were like, "Don't worry about it, man. You know, it's cool." And they'd already beaten it. They got it for the little guy. And I came around the corner as they were resting because they were all, you know, screwed up when I got there. So I, you know, laid down the heal out of my almighty heal, and a guy with 1,000 hit points, I can heal 200 on my biggest spell, you know, and I'm like, oh man, these guys aren't gonna help me. And they did. They were just like, sure, join the group, you know? So I was in, boom, I
just beat it, I'm so beat it again. He did twice, the big guy did twice.
Yeah, he just did, which was cool. I mean, it was no big deal then. They were already out there. Now here's my complaint though. I do not feel like I earned anything. You know, like I would feel really good about myself if I had worked my thief to 60 and soloed it. You know, because I've seen a 61 thief do it itself, so I know you can. You know, and it's like, I would feel really good about that because it would feel like I really earned something. But it seems like you cannot do that and still maintain fun. You know, you just can't. Like, you can only play a class for so long that is not what you want. You know, I knew what I wanted. And that's why it wasn't becoming fun, because I couldn't get what I wanted. And I kept trying, and I kept dying, and I kept losing. And I spent every dime I had on every trick in the book. I even brought out re-raids that time. I brought out the big guns. You know, I paid for that shit just for the one stupid thing.
Yeah, 500 you know, points?
Yeah, but I'm frugal with them. I don't spend them at all, man. I got like 24,000 points on that now. I can buy. I'm waiting to get some of the really good stuff later that I can sell for bankloads, because everybody's broke. But they hooked me up.
That's, you know, I feel kind of cheated, right? Just like yesterday with doing the dragon.
Okay, now wait. I want to get to that in a minute, but hold on. Because the ninja thing went on. Now, I thought, okay, cool, the hard part's over. I got some guys to kill, you know, the creatures that, you know, were kicking my ass. That's over with. I got to bring this piece of coral back to this guy. Now, keep in mind there's a story here. There's like a reason. The guy doesn't say, go out and bring the coral and I'll make you a ninja, okay? There's a whole thing about, you know, like, this girl's mother who's dead and why they didn't know what she did and just, you know, this whole story that you're just all involved. But by the end of it, I swear to God, I was almost brought to tears. It was such a good story. I mean, just this one quest. I was like, that's so sweet. And so I, you know, I go up and I talk to the guy and he sends me out to somewhere else. Now, this was the pain in the ass. He sends me out to that island, Kazam or whatever it is. Kazam. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kazam. Everybody's K-A-Z-A-M.
Yeah, you get a special air flight pass.
Okay, so all
which
of a sudden.
Takes us about 3 days to get it.
Three more days of trying to get keys just to get a pass to this place. It was get these three keys or make rank 5, which wasn't going to happen for an airship pass. I guess
it
goes everywhere.
It goes to all the places.
Okay. Well, see, that wasn't going to happen. And I thought, well, it'll be easier to get the keys to get the one airship pass to the one place I got to go. 3 days go by, you know, and we're hacking, slashing through relatively weak enemies, but it's crazy because you're out there looking for a semi-rare drop on them, and you're not the only one. There's like 20 people out there. So you're trying to steal each other's, you know, one pops, boom, you're on them. You know, everybody's casting their quickest, you know, shortest casting time spell to hit them first. You know, I mean, it was retarded. I mean, we killed so many things out there, and finally, and I'm pretty weak as a thief. You know, I'm really pretty weak. What was I out there? I was a thief white mage when I was out there, right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any healing. And the thought was that I could kill him quicker, you know, if I was a thief white instead of white thief. And so we're out there, and it was me, Hades, and Wolf, and three of them pop at the same time, all the special guys, you know, because there's only a certain group, it's the highest level guys in the zones that drop these keys. And three of them popped at the same time, everybody got on one, and they'll kill me, right? I suck. I mean, they flat out will kill me, and I barely killed this guy. And I actually, it dropped a key, and I won the lot. I mean, it was just, oh, you know, I mean, I just, right there, I got to change my pants. It was like, oh, it was so great, you know, I felt so good. So I think it's over. I think, yes, I can be a ninja now. I just got to fly my ass out there. What happened? We flew out there, we didn't have any maps. We flew back, bought maps, you know, flew back again. And then it turns out I've got to walk through this forest, right, that I've never been in. Oh, I'm set. I got a map, though, and I'm walking around this forest for days. My chocobo's going to leave me any minute now, and I'm going to be out there, you know, under attack by these. Everything out there will kill me. I come across a 51st level Japanese dude, Beast Lord, out there. He's running around with all these burly guys who would cream me under his control. and I asked him, I said, you know, how do I get, using the translator, you can get all the city names and all that crap are built into the game. I said, I need to get to the city Nork. He goes, oh, okay, just go here. Fall down the hole. So I fall down the hole and he takes off. So I wander around. I'm in the Hidden Valley now. It says on the map, Hidden Valley. I can't figure out where to go. I walk through a path, boom, I'm back in the regular forest. Damn it! Okay, at least I know how to get there. Then I get on the phone with Wolf. Dude, I'm lost. Help me get through the forest. You, thank God, looked it up online, told me the coordinates, basically, of where to go, how to get into this place. And I keep thinking it was over. I kept thinking, one more thing, and I'm there. And finally, I get into this underground cave, where, once again, I don't have a map. I don't know where I am. Everything will kill me. You know, I had to go with the white mage, because I'm 30th white. So at least I've got all my, anti-detection stuff on me, invisibility, all that. So I'm creeping through this cave, and I'm all scared, and Wolf is going, just stay to your right, dude, there's a hidden wall. So I'm like, I'm clicking around, trying to find a wall I can press, and once you saw it, it's obvious, you can tell you can move this thing. And then, bliss, man, it opens up, and there's this secret, underground little village thing, and it was just like, oh, yes, I made it. I talked to the guy, he hooks me up, he tells me to go all the way back to the other side of the world to talk to the guy that started the quest, but that was fine by me. It took me about a week to do that quest, just to get the ability to become a ninja. And it felt so good when you're done. It's just like, you had this feeling of accomplishment.
Well, kind of
yourself. But see, that's where I feel like I got robbed, was that I didn't do it by myself. We did the Dark Knight one last night, and we did all of the
Dragoon.
The Dragoon, I'm sorry. The Dragoon. And that
we did everything by ourselves.
Everything except for fighting the dragon, which I do think that we could have taken if we had one more 30th guy with us. We were all 30th. I think we could have, but I think we would have gotten our asses beat, and I think people would have died, but I think we would have come out of that feeling great. We did all the first stuff ourselves. You got to trek miles out there across the world again. Into this little cave, this maze, right? You wander around where everything will kick your ass and you find a wyvern egg or something. You go back to the guy, you learn all about the history of this crap, you find some guy who's like a total scholar on dragons or whatever, and he tells you all about it. Then he sends you out somewhere, which is all the way across the world again, to hatch this thing. And there's this whole story about, dragons and dragoons and why they keep the population regulated and blah, blah, blah. But then, at the end, you gotta fight this Well, we don't want to blow the story, but you end up fighting a dragon, right? Everybody knows that because you see it online. You have to fight this dragon. And we recruited a 61st level paladin, right? And we went out there, and none of us really did anything. Honest to God, we just stood there while this one guy whooped this dragon's ass. A 45th level dragon, this paladin took it on herself, beat its ass, and we just, stood around.
I used my tours. I kind of helped.
Yeah, you guys all circled it and tried to beat on it, and I would like to heal somebody, but nobody was getting hurt.
See, normally my critical hit does a 7-level guy, about 100 points damage. Uh-huh. 7-level is me. On a dragon, I do about 39 points damage every time that's a critical hit.
Damn. See, I wouldn't even been able to even hit that.
Ouch, don't scrap. Oh, a lot of speeches, man.
But
as a fighter, you've been lucky if you hit one.
Yeah, I would have been. Yeah, it would have been amazing. I would have been, yes, look at me, I hit it once. That would have been something. But I could. With my little toothpick out there. Pow. It sucked, It's like I tried to heal people, but, nobody could pull the aggro off of her because she was hitting it so hard, and she couldn't take any damage. It was unreal. But then when we do it, she's like, congratulations, and cheers us on, you guys are awesome, and then just splits, and we're left standing there going,
that sucks.
Wow.
We want to spread that dragon.
It's like, you did all this stuff to get to a point where it's like, the ultimate part of the quest is fighting this dragon, so you feel like you earned it, and and it was like robbed. I felt robbed. I just felt like I didn't earn any of it, it sucks. I don't want to be the class anyway, so it doesn't really bother me, but it bothers me about the ninja.
Remembers the first dragon we fought? We actually earned it because everybody has to have their level capped at level 25.
And we were all only 25 at the time. So that
was
like
26, and Cyril, he was 30 something.
And Hades was with us.
Yeah,
22 or 23 at the time.
He was red mage. Yeah, we did actually. I died, so what? But I did a crit.
That was your own fault, dumbass. We zone into this thing, and he takes off.
I thought everybody should.
Why did you think that, though?
I brought down the dragon to once. I brought, I
took about one third of his health.
Yeah, you went out there, used all your abilities, whooped his ass, and you got killed. And it was, and by the, you were dead by the time we got there because you ran down the hallway and I was trying to get, you know, protection up, cast all my, you know, spells on everybody, keep everybody alive, and he tears off down the hallway. he gets in fight with the dragon. I tried to save you because once I knew that you were gone, because I saw your macros flying across the screen, I went, oh shit, he took off. And I dropped all the spells I could, you know, before I realized it. Once I saw you, I bolted and I tried to keep you alive, dude, and I couldn't do it because you were just foobarred by the time I got out there. There's nothing I can do, you know. But yeah, I don't know. And that's something to consider too when you're playing these games, is that I like feeling like I'm actually playing a game and getting somewhere. You know, like when you're playing like Mario Brothers, you're like, yes, I made it to the next world. I went all the way through this myself. I didn't have to have my older brother get kill the boss for me at the end of the castle. You know what I mean? You know, it just, I feel like I was robbed when I have somebody do something like that for me. So, I don't know if I should just not ever let that happen again, you know, let somebody help on something like that. You know what I mean? Unless it's totally, absolutely frustrating.
I was pretty frustrated in the ninja.
The ninja one was, and that was one that was like a game breaker for me. I knew from the start I wanted to be a thief ninja, and I tried and tried and tried and tried, and I couldn't get it. They should have just made it a level 60 requirement quest. And I would have been satisfied with that.
Well, that's one of the things I have a problem with this game is the advanced job classes.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have to go 30 levels in something that you don't really want to do.
Yeah. That does suck. But
maybe that's kind of a motivation, though.
It is motivation. It's complete motivation. It was motivation for me, but I wanted to be a thief ninja anyway, so I was set. I didn't want Ninja Thief. I want Thief Ninja. So I'm cool with, I was totally cool with going to 60 Thief and doing it myself. I really
was. And I want to be a Bard White Mage, so it's okay with.
Because at least you're working on one of the classes still. You know, I mean, you can work on White Mage right off the gate, so at least.
I'm actually doing Red Mage right now.
Yeah, I know. Why did that happen? What happened?
Well, I decided I wanted to check out Red Mage, and not to mention the first levels when you have to solo is a lot easier than Red Mage and the White Mage.
Yeah.
White Mage is, the early levels are tough.
It's rough until 11.
Especially in Sandoria, where all the creatures are geared towards freaking melee.
Yeah, no.
They're geared to people who are doing high damage and have high hit points.
It beat my ass. I remember being out there, fifth level, dying left and right, going, wow, why is this so hard all of a sudden? Because I whooped through things with my thief at first, you know. And I clean, just owned them. And but the thing with White Mage, I know it's 11th level, because you have Cure 2. And all of a sudden, we want you in our party. You know, we're going to recruit
you're
you.
You're the hot stuff.
It was so bad when I was a White Mage that, see, what happened was this, we couldn't find one. So I said, you know what, screw it, I'll try White Mage. I'll just try it. So what happened was, like, overnight you become 30, because everybody wants a group with you all the time. But those first 11 levels are rough, and it was so bad. There was me, 4 other White Mages, and a Black Mage in a party. That's how hard it was trying to find dudes at that level. It was like, well, we partied together then. You know, everybody's out there, miss, miss, dink, I hit him, 1 damage, miss, miss. I mean, it was pathetic. Nobody ever died. You know, we have all the
healing.
Yeah, we have all the healing in the world, but we can't kill anything to save our. I mean, it was a joke. You know, our poor Black Mage is out there just blowing shit out of the water, and all our healing was being sunk into him to keep him alive because, you know, he pulled all the aggro. I mean, it was just the way it worked. And if we didn't kill it with his spells, we were screwed, because it was like, you're out there, swing, heal, swing, heal, swing, heal, you know. The only thing that made it easy was there were 5 of us, but that didn't last long at all. It didn't last long at all. We sucked bad, but we keep talking about the skills and the abilities, and we didn't really touch on them at all in the last show. Like we keep saying the 2-hour ability, and I don't think anybody who listens knows what that is unless they play.
Okay.
So I've got the list of dudes in front of me, so we can talk about the jobs, you know, how cool they are. Maybe some people listening might think, you know, hey, I want to be that class. I want to play this. These guys won't stop talking about it. The radio show for the last 2 weeks has been about it, you know. So, hey, you know, in IRC they talk about it, and on the site, and in the forum. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It happened. Maybe my goal for this whole week should be to try to play one other game, anything. You know,
I'm dangerous.
At least 5 minutes.
At least 5 minutes I can torture myself, right? You know what I need to do? Is I need to just set myself up wherever I want a level, looking for group, and then play something else until somebody comes along. Because what happens is I get bored, and I try to go solo, and I get killed. If I can just leave myself there looking for group and go do something else, I'd be all right. Rather try to go kill things.
If then you get your attention on the other game, and someone invites you,
yeah,
and you're not looking, and
crap, you know. That's, I know, I thought about that, too. Maybe I should actually get some work done. No. Screw all that. No. We keep talking about some of the stuff, like, for the classes, you know, like, something neat. Oh, you know what? My boss told me, okay, I was explaining how the skill chains work and how you build it like a weapon skill. You know, you hit somebody, and you get this gauge that goes up to 100. It goes to 300, but once you hit 100, you can use, like, a special attack. He told me they were going to add that to EverQuest in the next patch.
Oh,
I don't know if you heard anything about that or not, which is why I wanted
kinda
to.
Kind of cheap,
isn't it? Isn't it a total robbery? I couldn't believe it when he told me, because when I was describing it, you could tell like it didn't. He didn't understand. And then you know, once I described it enough, all of a sudden you saw this light turn on his head, and he knew exactly what I was talking about. And he goes, "Oh yeah, they're adding that to EverQuest in the next patch." And I was pissed. You know, I was like.
Yeah, but you think they're going to add weapon skills? And if they do, they're probably not going to be very
They're
well
not going to be...
I hope a squirting shoot the hell
up. They don't have, like, a copyright on stabbing things.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. If Amazon can copyright clicking things, you know, you never know if they might be able to copyright these days with our screwed-up system.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Both companies are Japanese, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Whatever
that means they'll just kill each other.
No, I'm not going to have a really good partner.
Japanese management techniques are a bitch, aren't they?
Banzai!
I forgot all about that. How interesting. For some reason, I keep thinking of Sony is because their servers are here, too. Utah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that until
the game wasn't Sony's when it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a company called Verne.
Verne Studios. Yeah, okay, that's
which
right.
Which got absorbed by Sony.
Ah, those bastards. I knew they didn't know what they were doing. I knew that was too good for Sony. Sorry, I know I don't like them too much, but I should, I guess. In any case, back on topic. Not like we ever have a topic. Warrior. some of the warrior abilities, just to flesh, where are you going?
Fire.
That's not what I asked. I thought you were going to... Oh, I thought you were going to go, like, leave. I was like, that's not fair. I want to go out and smoke a cigarette, too, in the middle of the damn show. Screw you. Let's see. Warrior. Okay. Well, if you're a warrior, why don't you, start with the abilities. We'll only do the first, you know, like that's like 45th or 50th level or something, because we don't have them all. We don't want to ruin the entire game.
No.
So.
Okay, warrior, you start with at level 5?
Well, okay.
Your special to our special?
Yeah. What's the two? Okay, now, you know, the way this works is you've got, this is another thing I like, is you've got kick-ass little things like this that make you feel like you're playing like Dot Hack on a PlayStation. You know, like you got all these crazy moves and bullshit things you can do. More like an action console game when you're playing it. And, you know, everybody's got a 2-hour ability.
Right, warriors is called a mighty strike.
Mighty strikes.
So which makes every hit of yours?
A critical hit.
A critical hit.
45 seconds of punishment.
That's right.
And it is a sight to behold, too. It's rad when you guys use
Especially
that.
Especially if you have a bigger weapon.
Yeah, like you.
Do way more damage.
See, now this you know, like, they're like last minute ass saving, you know, abilities.
Yeah.
Once every the cooldown is 2 hours.
That'll save your life.
It does. Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times my abilities have saved my life or the lives of others too. It's fantastic.
Of course the white mage 2 hours kind of a suicide.
His is he gets owned. That's all that happens to that.
Okay.
At level 5.
Level 5 you get a provoke.
Provoke, which is like
the
warrior ability.
That's right. That's why a warrior's made of 4. Provoke. You get a aggro of the monster on you.
Yeah, it just adds to, like, your hate meter, you know, because
right.
I can pull it from you if I try. I guarantee a white mage, if he's pissed off on us, and if he's mad at that monster, he can get it on him no matter how much provoke you do, because I've done it. I know it will, because I can just see, I love it with seeing you guys out there working out your provoke order, and it's just like, children, I could take it all. Unfortunately, I'd get worked over. But it's nice. That's like the ability. It's instant, too. There's no time on that. You know, some of them seem like they almost take a little while to activate, it seems like. I don't know. I mean, it seems like when I hit the button, there's like that second where I...
2 hours take a while.
Some of the 2 hours, right? And you're a little... I'm trying to think of what about, like, backstab is a good example. I hit backstab, and I've got I've got a minute to use it, but a limited time for my next swing. You know, so there's like a little bit of skill involved in using it, too. Provoke, you've got to be on that guy and pray to God that it's what's the cooldown? 30 seconds.
Provoke? I think 30 seconds.
30 seconds on provoke,
30 seconds before you can provoke again.
Yeah, okay. That's like the thing, you know. And it pisses, you run into dudes all the time that are like 12th level warriors. First level gear, what's provoke?
I have
two.
No, when you kill them, you know, normally people show up for a book. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
You'll be like, what, what's that? It's a provoke. Oh, what does that do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's taunting the creature to keep him off the maze.
See, when you see people like that, a warrior like that in your party, kick him out.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Your next, now see, this, the cool thing is that it keeps right away you're fat. Right away, you got an awesome ability, you know? That stays with you the whole game. And then you've got, you know, little steps.
Level 10.
Things to look forward to. Level 15.
Level 10, I think you get a
Berserker 15.
Defense bonus.
Defender's 25. Oh, you get other
defense bonus. That's for job trades.
Yeah. You get, yeah. I don't actually have that.
Got job up. You don't get the job trades.
That's,
you know, which stays on you all the time.
Okay, I'm retarded. Go ahead. I'll just, yeah.
All right. I'm the one fucking stunt.
You're right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a warrior. Go ahead, meet him.
So, which asset keep, armor class, armor bonus to your defense.
Okay. That's always on.
Always on, no matter what.
That's okay. Okay, that was cool.
What's it called?
Job traits?
Yeah, but the word is I can't think of it.
I know what you're getting at too. It is like
inactive, but that's not the word.
No, it's passive.
Passive.
There you go. Damn. What time is it? Are we that tired? It's only 12:30. The servers come up in 2.5 hours.
Yes, we can do it.
Thank God.
All right.
Now, okay, yeah, okay, that's right. And then at 15, you get two things.
I get Berserk, which is use your armor class.
Increase defense. Decrease defense.
Defense, right.
Right, you just kind
of
go.
So like, I think 25% of that.
Oh, okay. It's an actual. Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was just some random number. I didn't know.
What's a job trait for that? I don't remember.
The job trait of 15 is resist virus. Resist disease.
Okay, so virus cool. won't work on you good.
Yeah, some of that stuff, you know, it doesn't affect you as much like that. As much as often.
Or it's a short
Berserk
time.
Is a 5-minute cooldown. It lasts for 3 minutes, though.
Oh, lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time. That's really cool.
So you practically only a 2-minute cooldown.
Yeah. Basically, if you keep up on it, you know, I don't know.
Unless the 5 minutes starts after it stops.
Ooh. How does that work?
Huh?
Sometimes every year.
Because I tank all the time, so I don't use Berserk.
So here's a little tip.
If you're a main tank in the party, don't use Berserk.
Yeah, you didn't get beat on quick.
Oh yeah,
it sure seems like you're using
damage,
it all the time.
So what?
Why
you get beat on?
It sure seems like you're using it all the time because you're the one guy I gotta heal more than anybody in every group I've ever been in. If you're there,
because I'm so poor comp for a good armor. That's why.
It seems like you're always getting raped. I don't know what it is. At 25, you get the opposite. Defender.
Level 20, you get something else, right?
No. 25, you get defender.
Jump traits? No.
Jump trait at 25, you get double attack.
Double attack, right? Okay. Yeah. 25, you get Defender, which is an upsell with a Berserk. Your attack goes to defense.
Which is very handy. How often do you use that one?
A lot,
right? Because you're the meat. You're supposed to be the meat.
And the double attack, which is a real nice bonus. You know, once a while, you strike twice.
Oh, wow, it is random. I didn't know that. It is random. That's cool. That's gotta be nice. Damn.
You see me before, right?
I don't watch you. Are you kidding me?
Once in a while, I say, watch, check it out, that counter in the
past. I never watch you guys.
So it's like 3 hits in 1 second.
When I'm a white man, you're too busy keeping motherfuckers alive, trying to keep you guys healed up, man. When you're playing a white man, the only part of the game you see is the little box in the corner with the hit points, you know? Swear to God, monsters are beating on me and I don't realize it. I'm just trying to heal whoever 200 is that is going down real quick.
Okay, level 30, you get an attacking bonus.
You get attack bonus, which is another awesome thing.
About 10 or 15 points to your attacking.
That's cool. That helps an awful lot. Another passive ability, you know, just automatically burlier.
I'm at level 30 right now, so I don't know how.
Okay. 35, you get Warcry, though. You know that,
right? Oh, Warcry. So, mix your party members, attack a lot.
Which is awesome. Right. I cannot wait until somebody in the party gets that I'm in, so that I can get a little of my own.
Yeah. Little Tarzan. So, you can have the moves of the pick, I guess?
That's right. Hey, my thief's bad. Dude, I picked up a dagger the other day, the parrying dagger, which is rad. Dude, I got the gut slash move now, which I've been using a sword this whole time because all the dagger stuff, and now I can use two weapons. I decided to check out the dagger so I can build some skill for now, and a sword.
That's what your A-plus in, though.
Yeah, it is. I know, but I can't use it because it blows. So talk about not wanting to get a group in the first place. throw me on a dagger and I do like half the damage I was doing before. Now nobody.
Now you got your solo on easy mobs.
Yeah, to get it up there. Well, I'm cheating. I'm using it as my other weapon. So then I'm still doing tons of damage, and every so often I get a lucky shot in with it, and the skill goes up for me. It's rad. It works. I'm just doing it for just because I can now. I mean, but I'm still trying to work on my ninja for the most part. And at 45, though, you get a aggressor, which is increased accuracy and decreased evasion, which is another no good one for your main tank. Yeah, that's a 5-minute, 3-minute last ability. It's at 45, though, which would be really handy, though.
When you have a paladin in your group, you're the secondary tank anyway.
Yeah, because they're burly. Do you remember? Oh, you were with us earlier today.
What?
Oh, we had two paladins, a warrior, a ninja, and a white mage.
I remember.
It was just before you got there.
Yeah.
We ripped everything.
Paladins can't do beans for damage, from what I hear.
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like they can stand there forever, though.
Yeah, they're scratching me. All their passive abilities are defense weapons.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I've got the list. I'm sure we'll get to it in the list just a little bit. One down from that, I like to think this class kind of sucks myself as the monk.
I don't know.
I don't like it at all, because it seems like they've got a billion hit points and no way to keep it. You know, every time there's a monk in the party...
low defense, and... They're supposed to be high damage dealers, but not compared to any of the other classes.
No, they're not. You're right. I mean, how much can you do with,
you can use a monkey as a subclass, if you are.
See, that's what all it's good for, it seems like, as a subclass.
You get more
hit point bonus, and what's that thing you go,
boost.
Boost. Yeah, I didn't know the sound. Did
you know you can think that boost?
Stack. I know.
Yeah, I went up to like 200 something.
Yeah, and then you missed.
And I missed. I stacked up. I see you. I'm going to head next to SOR. It comes in. Missed.
Swing and a miss. Hey, better. That was so fun. I remember that too, because I see people whining all the time. Damn it, I missed. And I keep hearing that noise.
When they
charge it up. I'm like, oh, come on, just hit the thing. Bring it in here so I don't have to listen to these guys anymore. Yes, I do take this holier-than-thou attitude when I'm a white mage. I really do. Look at my people down there fighting for me.
Damn!
I totally get this big ego when I'm the white mage. It's disgusting. But they've got some neat ones. Their two-hour ability is, you've been a monk also, Wolf.
Monk, right.
100 fists.
100 fists. This wishes that you're not stopping punch.
And it's bad.
Keep going.
Yeah.
There's no slowdown period.
Bruce
for like
Lee
30
style,
seconds.
Man. Just, it's a sight to see. But unfortunately, it's not... It's one of the abilities I don't like so much.
And it goes like faster and faster, doesn't it? It's,
bro, does it? Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Like,
wow.
like they start...
And then they just work their way up to like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do they actually hit him 100 times?
No, depends. Sometimes you miss, sometimes you hit, but you won't stop for 30 seconds.
That's bad. No, it's 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute?
According to what I got here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it starts out slower and then builds.
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's pretty good.
Huh. Man, it's still one of those abilities that I just don't... the way I look at a 2-hour is that you should only use it when you're just about to die. So the monk, if he's just about to die... This isn't going to help him. You know, he'll start laying it down, but he'll get hit one more time to die, and it's over for him. That's why I don't like the ability so much.
How about you? See, that's why you got to use it in the right time.
You
got to know that you're...
Yeah, well, that happens too.
You
got to
know
when you're... retards like me who see the puller coming in and think they got him targeted, and they take a swing, and they hit something that was standing next to him and had it targeted on accident. That's the only time I've seen 100 strikes pay off, is when somebody screws up, and I've done it myself.
Oh, yeah.
I do it a lot because of my macros. I have target NPC as my main targeting macro, which there's some dude standing behind me all the time, some peaceful creature that will not aggro, and I hit target NPC on our puller's thing. You know, I think I'm going to grab that because I can see it, but it grabs the guy who's closest to me. So I got something burly right behind me that all of a sudden I go, whack, and started hitting it, and everybody goes, oh crap, what did you do? I don't know where that guy came from. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that rabbit just...
Yeah, he came after me, I swear. He was hungry. The monks also get martial arts to start, though. Increases speed of hand-to-hand attacks. At 5, you get boost, which is like the ability to have, I think, for a monk. I think that's like the coolest one.
For almost anything.
Yeah, it works as an awesome subclass ability, just because it stacks, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were saying, you can just keep using it, and it's once every 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That.
No.
15 seconds.
Yeah. And it lasts 3 minutes. That's what it is.
Okay. You have to stack 20 of them.
15, yeah, you can just power up, and it just unload on that first hit. It makes that first hit really count. How far did you go as a monk?
Level 13.
Level 13, okay, so it's 15.
Level 10, you get counter.
Counter, yeah.
Which is, you know, once occasionally someone hits you, hit them back.
But there's gear right you can away. Get that ups your counter, too. There's gear that you can get that, like, adds to your roll for counter again. So that would be awesome. And can you see a guy out there that gets in his attack or two, and then an extra one every time he gets swung at? That would be awesome. You know there's some guys out there that really knew what they were doing and specialized all their equipment on that, too. That would be a neat one to have. At 15, you got dodge, which just enhances your evasion, which is an ability also. It lasts 2 minutes with a 5-minute cooldown. At 15, you got max HP boost, which is really what you should go to on your monk, at least, so that you get that as your... Oh, wait, but you're not even subbing that now, so I guess it's not important. Yeah. Max HP boost for most people.
Right, really that's all about damage.
Yeah, you are the... You do so much friggin' damage, I swear to God. It's disgusting. At 30, you get another passive ability, increases speed of hand-to-hand attacks, martial arts again. It looks like you keep getting that, because you get it at 45 also. At 41, you get Chi Blast, which is 3-minute intervals, and it just does a Chi attack. I've never seen that.
Whoa, that's like probably charged that.
It must be some kind of spiritual attack kind of thing. It's like instant, apparently. There's no cast time on it, no lasting duration, no nothing. You can use once every 3 minutes.
Just a wide attack?
Just what says releases Chi to attack on an enemy. To attack an enemy.
Yeah,
it must be like
charge attack or something.
That's a rare one then.
It must be like sneak attack, you know, once in a while.
Yeah,
except
maybe.
You can do from any angle.
Maybe. Huh. And then counter stance. Greatly weakens defense but increases your chances of counter attacking. And it's actually a 5-minute duration with a 5-minute cooldown.
Wow, that's really
yeah, that's cool. Kinda neat. So yeah. I mean I guess you get beat on, but you can beat back.
So those cooldowns must start after the thing is over. No. That means there's no cooldown.
Well, then why isn't
five minutes no cooldown.
Yeah, what?
Because, Berserk, right? 3 minutes, you use for 3 minutes, and 2 minutes later, you can use again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
so you use it whenever you darn well please.
That's impressive. Huh. Well, maybe that's better than I thought then. Mm-hmm. The White Mage. This is something I've played to 30, I guess. I don't even...
I don't get dick until
25. Like, okay, first level, you've got, you know, your 2-hour benediction. Everybody's favorite when you watch the White Mage...
die.
Yeah. He gives his life for the greater good of the party. It basically...
sacrifice.
It might as well kill you. It really might as well kill you. Benediction...
unless you have a soul and you kind of... don't
Yeah. That's the only thing you can do. And what it says is it restores a large amount of hit points to all the party members that are near you. I've never seen it not heal a dude fully. But I imagine...
yeah, but you don't know what it's going to do at level 7.
Exactly. I mean, right now we're all pansies with 300, 400, 500 hit points, you know. You see a dude, I've seen guys with 1,300 hit points like nothing. So I mean, I don't know how many it is or whatnot, but I tell you what, it's the move, and it is instant. It's one of the ones that just seems like you hit the button and boom.
It's life-saving, that's real.
But for half party, you have to be close to the party.
That's the only problem with it, is that you have to run up into the combat all of a sudden and drop it, and then bolt.
Right, I don't know that. The one time I needed to use it, I was back when I was in casting range instead of in Malaria.
Yeah.
I used it and I healed him and I died.
Oh, no. That's kind of a bitch, yeah.
It's kind of reverse of what it normally does.
You're like, screw you guys, I'm going to zone. But the only problem with it is that it pulls all the hate towards you. I mean, you get aggro instantly. Yeah, huge. It's, I don't think I've seen anybody been able to pull it off of me.
No.
It depends on how many hit points were healed.
Oh, does it actually keep track? It doesn't say it's like a flat, like 2,000 or whatever?
No.
Ah.
It's, if say, you used it and only one person was about to die and you didn't have any more mana and so you used it to keep that one person alive.
It wouldn't be that bad, huh?
It can be provoked off you because it's
nice.
It was only that, those hit
points. That's good to know that it actually keeps track. I was worried that it was just like a flat, like,
hate.
You know, exactly. Yeah, you know, or just a large enough number that it would override most of the built-up hate by everybody else. That's good to know about that because there's times where it's like I could have used it, and I probably should have used it, but it's not worth it to everybody in the party. So I hang on to it and try to squeeze out a divine seal and a cure, whatever I can squeeze together. You know, just a little tiny one. You know, it just didn't seem that handy, but now that I know that it might help in a situation like, I mean, how you hardly use it? You're 2 hours. No. I don't use it every 2 hours, that's for sure.
I
use
my Ninja 25. One. If it's just someone, I'll go ahead and batteries them.
Yeah, that's right. Keep my ass alive. Man.
That's right.
At level 10, I get a magic defense bonus, though. The white mage is going to get improved defense and magical spells, which does help an awful lot. Doesn't seem to totally change anything, but I'm hoping you get it. You get it later at 50 also, and a bonus from that. I'm hoping that really kicks it in.
As well as the kind of off topic from skills, but the mind stat also is.
Oh, does that counter?
That's for mind spells against you also.
Ah, see.
Oh, minds.
Good to
mind.
Know.
Wow,
that explains an awful lot.
So, statistically, like white mages are best. You can't cast against white mage mirrors better.
That's good to know when the PvP comes out too. Right. I'm just gonna bum rush them then with something else. I'll backstab them. They're not looking. The guy's in first-person view. They can't see me going up to him. At 15th level, though, this is one of the coolest skills, I think, Divine Seal, which basically enhances your next healing spell. And it enhances potency, but everybody kind of takes it as it makes it the next level. You know, like if it's Cure 1 you're casting, it's like Cure 2. If it's Cure 3, it's Cure 4, right? And
right.
It's awesome. Cause it's a 10-minute cooldown, but that's quicker than you think. When you're actually in combat, I can use like every third chain or every second chain sometimes.
Right.
If we're, you know, really slow on killing the creature.
And it helps us a lot.
You know, it helps just a ton. You know? The Divine Seal itself doesn't help the group, but how you choose to use it. Because
right.
When you're a mage, I mean, you know, I know the melee likes to think this. Oh, look at them mages in the back, just taking it easy back there, sipping on soda while we're doing all the fight. It's not like that at all, man. We're working our asses off back there to keep you guys alive, and there's a lot of decisions that you gotta make when you're a mage. So many times Divine Seal is what it comes down to as a white mage, because I see one guy who's getting just raped, and I've got just enough to cast a basic regular cure. And I know that I've got a drop of Divine Seal and a cure to save this guy's life, and everybody else has got enough hit points that they're probably gonna make it. But one guy in particular is gonna need the one cure, you know, or if somebody's damn near death and I know he's about to get hit, Divine Seal and a big cure. Cure 3 or something. Fills him right up. You know, it can be provoked off. You know, it can be. But it, you know, you just gotta make these decisions sometimes. Now there's, everybody's favorite is after the fight, when everybody's all screwed up, you've got, what's that stuff, Chiraga or whatever?
Mini Benediction.
Yeah, exactly, right? There's a guy that on the server, they call it Bokaga. Right? that's what it is. You cast that spell, boom! They're on you all of a sudden, right? Everybody loves to use Divine Seal and then a Chiraga, which, you know, cures some hit points for everybody in the group right after the fight. Now, there's been plenty of times where everybody's just jacked up, and I've got that 70 mana, and I'm holding on to it going, do I drop some little heals on everybody? Nope. And it's like, you gotta run in there, blast your Divine Seal, you know, and then just drop a Chiraga and then run for your life. But you know what? There's those decisions. You know, and it really makes it fun to play as a mage because, you know, there's a lot of decision. You know, who gets the hit points? Who gets the next heal? Who gets the next regen? Do I use my ability here? Do I get... I mean, it's just so many facets to it.
Aggro control.
Yeah.
You're a tasty snack.
Yes, right. You're an easy prey looking one, too, you know. Especially the Taru ones with no hit points.
With a soft stomach.
Totally. Oh, my God. At 20, you get one that I love, Clear Mind, which raises the amount of magic points you recover when you're healing. You know, so, I mean, you get it that quick. I mean, there's not a whole lot of downtime when you just sit down and it starts doubling even more. You know, I mean, so it goes really fast. Auto regen at 25 is pure bliss. I'll get hit in combat, they broke it off. I don't got to worry about healing the first guy on the list. He'll heal himself. Oh, that's God. That's myself. I'll be all right. I love it. And when I was out there power leveling a modem, and those guys would hit me every so often for, you know, 5 points of damage, by the time they took their next swing, I was healed again.
Is it really that fast?
No, it's like maybe once every...
3 seconds.
Is it?
Probably.
I think it almost seems
it's like a tick?
Like, it's like one. It's like maybe every 2 seconds. Quick. It's quick. It really is quick. It's a lot faster than I thought it would be. Because, I mean, I cruise through zones and I get beat on. And by the time I get to the end of the zone, I'm getting beat on. I got more hit points than I started with. You know, it's pretty fast. You know, I don't get hit hard. You know, it's pretty fast, but it really saves your ass. What I want is mana regen, though. At 30, you get another improved defense to magic, and at 50, you get another improved defense against magic spells, which, until just right now, I didn't know it was that great, so, which is impressive. Now, the one that none of us are is a black mage. the Black Mages have what I think to be one of the absolute coolest 2 hours, Mana Font, which I think should be called Mana Front. But it's called, doesn't it sound better? Mana Front. Like you're fronting the mana, like you're faking it, right? You just remember, like, I remember in high school, like, hey man, you know, front me some money, you know?
Yeah.
I just remember it, you know, and I keep thinking it's called Mana Front, but it's not, it's Mana Font, and I don't understand why. What do I not understand about the root word font, and, you know?
I think it's like a fountain thing.
Okay, I can understand that.
Like,
they should call it, like, something clearer to me then. Maybe I'm just retarded. Like, I guess that makes total sense though. That makes total sense because they can lay it down. What it does is it gives you unlimited magic points for 30 seconds. You can cast your app. The problem is you ever seen a black mage unload? I'll show you a dead black mage.
Yeah, real quick, especially Taurus.
Yeah, especially, right? Yeah, sure, they've got all that mana, but man, no hit points again, you know? I don't know. I mean, it's a kick-ass ability, though.
I wonder if you have to have the mana points available to cast a spell.
Like, there's a mild spell casting without mana.
Right, was it without using it? Or, like, what I'm saying is, if you had 5 mana points left...
Could you cast things? I believe you can, because I think the whole point of it is that...
The root is
that
one of our eyes.
When you're out. So I think the point of it is to use it when you're out, not when you think you're going to... I'm sure it's got to be that way. You said you saw her use it one time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because, you know what, I was in that fight, too, and I remember her saying I had to use it. Yeah. You're right. I remember it. She had nothing. You're right. So it does. And it does say, you know, allows casting without. So
right.
It doesn't say without using. Wait, yeah, it does. It says without using. Well, that could go both ways, though.
Yeah, it could.
All right, fuck. We don't know what we're talking about. We're done. So, at 10th, they get improved power of magic spells, which is, you know, they're all about the damage.
Probably their intelligent points go up.
I don't know if it adjusts. Well, maybe it does adjust directly their intelligence, then.
That would affect more than just the damage, though.
Well, it also like duration, maybe?
It also affects duration of black magic spells. It also affects accuracy of black magic spells.
Ah.
So if it went straight to intelligence, it would do all those things as well.
Okay. It might, though, because you know when you level your skills, do go up, your stats do go up. It must be these, then, because there's not like a set thing that says you get 1 point here, 1 point for everything or whatever.
Right.
I've never seen a table for it. I've looked. I've never seen a table that says you get this much every level. But it does. My stats do grow.
Yeah, I think my stats grow every level.
I wonder. Maybe I should write it down. Maybe I should write it down next time and check it out. But I wonder if it's maybe. Damn! What did you do? I ate the broccoli tonight, not you. Control yourself.
Damn. That's right in my direction.
That's right. No, he likes to aim it too. All right, 15. They get like the equivalent of divine seal. They get elemental seal. Alright, Elemental Seal. That's like their version of Divine Seal. It enhances the accuracy of your next spell. Which only works on the next spell cast. Same thing, intervals 10 minutes on that one.
Turn the microphone back down. I forgot. There we go.
Okay, and at 15 they also get Clear Mind, which is, you know, they're all about having the mana points. So they get raises MP recovered while resting, you know, just like the White Mage gets. At 20, they get Conserve MP, which occasionally cuts down the cost of a spell.
Whoa.
I did not know that one.
That's good. Their spells cost a lot.
Yeah, they do, but they unload. I'm a 10th level Black Mage, and I was only doing it just to check it out, you know, and I had a blast, because once you get Bind, all of a sudden it's not that hard to solo. Boom, bind them, just unload on them, and then you'll see them move, and you try to drop another bomb, but you usually can't. It's a long cooldown on that one, I noticed.
Yeah, it is.
That's the only problem with it.
And especially early on when your skill isn't all that good, you have to have high intelligence for it to last a good long while.
Oh, is that what actually makes it? I thought it was like a random number.
No, for white mages, mind increases
duration,
and for black mages, intelligence does it.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, because you always see them running around trying to get the plus intelligence of the black mages, you know? I didn't know that actually. Okay. And then this must be just a straight bonus to their intelligence. They get a magic attack bonus at 30 and at 50. So that increases the power of your magic spells at 30 and 50. So again, you know, I mean, it's all about the nuking for those guys, which is, I imagine, a hell of a lot of fun to play. Nukers. You know, I'd like to try to get myself a really high level black mage just to run around and just bomb the crap out of stuff.
Just to make a macro have all five vital links.
Yeah, call it own.
I've heard their ability to do lots of damage kind of declines in the later levels.
Really? That sucks. For some reason, I thought they would just keep even the whole time, just because they keep getting better spells, but...
But the problem is, you get things like Dark Knights in the really high levels that have some weapon skills that do thousands of damage per hit, and there's like five hits, and...
Damn it, that's kind of too bad. I never really thought about it much, and I haven't talked...
It's not until... I've read on forums and whatnot, but it's not until like the high 60s.
Oh, that's off. Pretty.
You get most of the game.
That's like a warlord. Never a tribe.
Plus, if you're fighting something like that anyway, you probably have a good group with you anyway. You know, and you know, then there's always things with a high physical resistance and low resistance spells. I mean, there's things like that. I'm sure they have their place because I've seen plenty of high level black mages running around.
Well, I think everything has their place. This game does a pretty good job of balance.
It does a fair job, but see, I complain too much because it seems like. There is one class that is higher above all, and that's White Mage. And it only seems that way because everybody's got to have them in their party no matter what, or you're not going anywhere. You know? Nothing can substitute for it.
Well, you know, especially after 40, Red Mage can do a pretty good job.
Red Mages are the next one I would think
if
would be.
If they have a White Mage sub, plus because they get the convert and refresh.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they're very, very formidable. And you do see, you know what, I see more high-level red mages than anything else. What do you see a lot? They do, man. They wear the pimp outfit. the fedora. Yeah. So awesome, dude.
I see lots of high-level thieves on there.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've seen like three high-level thieves.
So not.
And I've seen like a billion high-level red mages and quite a number of high-level white mages.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. So you see warriors in there.
Paladins, lots of
them. I do see a lot of high level paladins. Come to think of it, I rarely group with even reasonable level paladins. They're just maybe it's just because at that low level they're hard to get or something. It must be their quest is retarded. Their quest is easy.
Yeah,
I thought they had one of the longer quests.
You got three parts.
That's it.
Yeah,
seems less than a ninja quest. It took me a fucking week.
Ninja quest is one of the hardest.
I don't doubt it because it just. Trained me to try to do that thing, and I mean, I was so pissed at that. Red Mage is what we're on now. Do you know what you get?
I'm not very fine.
They're 2 hours in a chain spell.
They're 2 hours chain spell, which I find to be a pretty good 2 hours.
See, there's one I think is useless.
Really?
Yes. Because the only time I've ever seen it used is I saw. Were you in that party?
Oh, yeah. Three of you guys died.
Three of us are toast. We're begging for a raise. This Red Mage deputy guy comes in the corner. Chain spell, and we were all like, whoa. And then it was raise, heal, raise, heal, raise, heal. You know, cure three on. Just instantly, our party was assembled. And she's like, don't get died future kind of thing, you know. Real broken up, you know. And it just boom, takes off, whips out her fishing pole. Like, it didn't even happen. I mean, it was just unreal. But it's like, how would you use that in combat?
Well, like, we were saying that 2 hours is something to pull your ass out of being in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so red mages get black mage nukes.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if you're in a lot of trouble and you're about to die, you throw on chain spell and you just throw those nukes out as fast as they will go.
See, that would work better then because you do burn up a lot of mana though. You burn up your magic points though. It costs, right?
Right.
Okay. See, so then
there's no costing time.
There's no cooldown or anything. It just keeps going, right?
Keeps going.
See, so that would be useful the same way that monks is useful. When you already know you're screwed to use it. Because you got to have the mana to back it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See that? Okay. I'd like to see... Like, okay, Ode is a red mage. He's 20... 21?
Close
there. Oh, I was talking to Dar. I thought you told me earlier, but it was Dar that told me. That's why I was looking at you, because I thought you told me earlier. No, Dar told me he's a 21 red mage right now. And he says he absolutely hates it and never uses it.
I don't know. See, he should get at least level 41, which is where you get a refresh.
At least 41. He's been playing for the day it came out, and he's barely 21.
Yeah.
He never plays.
Refresh is an awesome spell. So
yeah, but we got the list right here, so let's just kind of go in order.
And then, at level 10, you get Resist Petrify, which I think is cool because I hate getting petrified. Mm-hmm. Petrified.
That's the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never, I was thinking of Paralyzed.
That one sucks.
Oh, man.
That one messes me up pretty bad. Petrification is almost worse because you can't do anything. At least Paralyzed, right?
Well, see, I've never been petrified, so
I'm pretty sure, but I have at least once or twice. I have
been in regular Final Fantasy games, and that's when you turn into a statue.
Yeah, but then you need... Don't you... Let's see. And you would
Medusa.
In the regular Final Fantasies, when you're petrified, though, you're screwed until you get turned back, right?
Right.
And this one is just where
someone has never caused stuff for you.
So, okay, this one just wears off. But you can't do shit else until then. At least Paralyze, you can try.
Right.
But
once in a while, we just see one.
Why does their Paralyze work so much better than
mine? Dude, mine doesn't work at all on them. I drop it every time, and I'm watching him going, he didn't miss a hit, did he? He didn't, you know, and it's like, they drop it on me, and I can't cast all of a sudden. I've almost lost entire party because I'm the white mage. They paralyze me, and I can cast, and it gets to like 80%.
And it goes, nope, sorry.
Yep. And it's like, I cast maybe one out of every four attempts with Paralyze.
Wow.
It sucks. It sucks. Especially because you're getting yelled at. Heal me! Well, friggin' A. I'm trying.
But 15, you get fast cast, which is a pretty cool one. It quickens. No, I think it's every spell.
Is it an ability or a
job trick? No, it's a job trick.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, but it's...
They only get two abilities.
Well, up until 50. I think that only list goes to 45 or 50. So, we don't know what comes up between 50 and 70.
I'm not sure anything comes after.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I don't know either.
I've never seen any documentation of anything past that.
I haven't looked, but I've never had anybody tell me either, so.
But so at 15 you get fast cast, which decreases the spell
casting time.
See,
now I'm changing my tune about red mages. When I started this, I was like, man, why the hell would I want to be a red mage? This half-assed guy. No matter what he does, he's still half-assed at everything he does. But I didn't know that they get their own spells until I was like, 20th level thief, and I discovered that no.
Well, they only get a couple of their own.
Even their own fat. And really good thunder spells. And all those crazy elemental ones that, you know what I mean? It's like, and they get some cool stuff.
And not to mention, they take the heat off of black mages and white mages for enfeebling.
Yes, they do. Because every time I'm in a group with a red mage, thank God I can focus on healing. You know, I don't have to worry about screwing up the enemy. There's a guy there to do it for me.
So at 20, they get a magic attack bonus like the black mage, and at 25, they get a magic defense bonus like the white mage.
Man.
At 30, they get another resist petrify. At 31, they get clear mind, which raises amount of MP recovered while resting.
Very important. Now, they don't get any warrior type abilities?
No. Well, you know, after level 30 or so, the red mage shouldn't be in melee with the thief.
In the thick of it. Really?
Yeah.
Damn. See, because I see him running around all the time, soloing. Constantly I see red mages, 50, 60 level red mages, just out there just raping stuff by themselves.
Well, they do a lot better soloing. They're the second best soloing class.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes total sense.
Because
they get a little bit of everything.
Because they can enfeeble the hell out of a monster better than anybody else because they get a bonus. Their enfeebling skill caps higher at every level.
Mm-hmm. Plus they've got all their own buffs. You know, right. they got the buff, they can heal themselves,
they can cast spells against things.
It's a pretty nice class, then. That's a really nice class.
At 40, one of their key abilities, one of the things that makes the Red Mage at level 40, is you can convert your HP into MP.
Oh, nice.
So, if this is a great thing for when you're trying to chain monsters because...
For the experience chain.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've talked...
I think we talked last time about it. Just because it's like we got to do a lot of explaining because, you know, we don't know how many people play this and how many people know. So, we actually did cover that. So
and at 40, they also get a magic attack bonus. Like at 20.
That's cool. Okay. I'll tell you what, I really did not like this. Oh. Yeah. I was going to go ahead and let anybody else do this, but... I gotta do this one, if anything, in the ninja. The thief, yeah. I've gotta do it because I have had some moments with the thief job that
Give me a hug, man.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, that's okay if you cry.
The almighty thief, which I think is the bomb, because, you know, you're not up there just a meathead pounding on people, you know, and your only thing to look forward to is praying to God that somebody's healing you and, you know, getting your skill chains off right. You're in combat and you're trying to maneuver behind the enemy all the time to get your attacks off right, the ones that matter. And plus, you've got the whole stealing thing to look forward to. You know, I mean, you're making money in that combat. You know, you add it to the group, too. You know, the group gets more drops because you're there, but you bank the most because you can steal. And if you're, you know, it sucks to everybody else because they see it and they go, can I have that? No. I stole it. It's mine. And they do it all the time. Can I have that? No. Do you want it? I'm going to sell it. Well, that's what I want it for. Then steal it. Well, you did. I know, I'm a thief, you know, that's my ability, that's my thing, that's what I am. You know, all the time people beg for the shit I steal, and it makes me mad, because if you want it, be a thief. You know, sorry. You're out there blowing, I mean, no matter what class you are, if you're a warrior, okay, you're doing an insane amount of damage, and you're asking me for a beast coin I stole, you know? Come on, buddy, I'm barely scratching this thing. Give me something here, right? His ability, or the job class ability, is perfect dodge, which, honest to God, I do not like that much. It saved my ass, but its weakness is magic. It only means that your dodge gets, like, maxed out and you cannot be hit. Okay, you're, like, invincible. However, you're not invincible. You can be raped by magic. And it's happened to me where I'm in trouble, I try to run, I hit perfect dodge because I'm getting beat on, and what happens? They bind me, and then they start casting spells on me. And it sucks, because then, you know, it's like I burned my 2 hour, I didn't live. I mean, it's just that all they gotta do is change their attack on you, and you just get worked over. And if you're fighting a monster that's all magic, don't even bother. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose, you might as well just kill yourself, okay? At level 5, all of a sudden it starts paying off, because you get steal as an ability you can do once every 5 minutes. And it works better, I noticed it, like, when you're not fighting the enemy directly, like the aggro's on somebody else, when the enemy's like occupied, that's when you want to move in for your steal, you know? So I try to time it just after somebody evokes them, because I know I've got a second. The problem is when they screw up and you see, the one guy evokes, I go to steal, another guy evokes, the guy next to me hits him harder, he spins around, you know, and it's like, oh, come on, you guys. And this is what the problem is with backstab. What is it called? Sneak attack. I call it backstab. Sneak attack is where it really pisses me off. It doesn't hurt so much on the steal as it does the backstab, which you get at 15th. Because you have to be directly behind the guy, and nobody cares. The other classes do not care. They don't pay attention. They're up there just beating on it, and we've got it well under control. And then they start playing the vote game with them. It's like musical vote, and I cannot get behind this thing.
It's such a waste of...
Yeah, it is. Why don't you guys just, you know, I mean, there is some groups that know what they're doing. They do have it worked out. You know, I mean, some of them do. But a lot of the time, the minute it goes for the mage, you see every warrior class or subclass guy in the group voke all at once. And I'm usually chasing after him to get that hit. He gets voked. He turns around. Pow! I hit him in the face for 3 points of damage instead of 40 or 90. I mean, I do some damage to backstab. On an easy guy, I'll hit him for over 100. On an even guy, it's probably 60 points of damage. And that was when I only had one weapon. I've got two, and I can get an extra stick in there. It doesn't do more for the sneak attack, but also at 5, you get Guild Finder, which increases the amount of money you find on guys, which is why I was rich for the first part of the game. Everybody I knew was broke, and I'm like, I'm sitting on 25 grand going, what are you guys doing wrong? It's just that I was getting so much more every time I killed them, and I liked hunting goblins. When I first started, for some reason, that's just what I fought, and they actually drop money. A lot of the things doesn't drop, you know. Money.
Most of
right.
them
Most
things even the goblins, when you're fighting without Guildfinder, drops like 5.
A pittance. Yeah, I mean, it's useless. And I'm seeing 40.
Really?
I'm seeing 40 on orcs. I'm seeing, well, I haven't really kept track of it, but like, I noticed the other day when I was killing things, I'm seeing 40 on the orcs I'm fighting. Not even now, like, I'm not soloing, and I'm dropping easy prey for $40 a kill. I mean, it's just, I'm rolling in the cash. And everybody's like, oh, man, I need money. I pay for everybody's joke books. Here you go. Let's go. How do you do it? I don't know. I just got all kinds of money. But I was really broke, and now I'm starting to get back into money, now that I know what to steal from. It's like this, I'm not just up there beating on things. I've got to steal from every creature we fight. Right when we're, like, you know, you don't want to be in a zone that's like a 20 to 30. You don't want to be in there at 40. So you want to know exactly what to steal from when you get to that zone. So, like, when I got to Battalion Downs at 25, and we fought in there, the very first thing I do is steal from every creature, and I write down what I get. And then I figure out, my next trip to town, I look at what's worth what, and I look at it every, you can only steal every 5 minutes. So you got
it's about every creature.
It really is. It really is. It's every creature, every other. I mean, at the very least, it's every other. You know, I mean, you never, I've even moved in groups where it's every third. So what? There's probably two thieves there because we're moving so fast we know what we're doing. You know, it really pays off if you know what to steal, though. Those silver beast coins, I thought they were worthless. I stacked up 36 of them over the course of a 2-day romp out in the battalion. That was $15,000 I made. Just like that. On top of the other crap that we got, I was sitting on a mountain of cash and didn't even know it. And it goes quick in the auction house because they use it for metalworking, you know, some of the crafter dudes, so that was cool. At 10, you get an evasion bonus, right, which is nice because when I was subbing thief for my white mage, they would always come after me, and you see the melee guys panic, and they're trying to find Voke, and swing and a miss, and I'm laughing at them. You can't hit me. I love it. You know, that's the coolest thing about being, you know, a very dexterous class and having a job that gets bonuses to that, is that, you know, it's like, sure, I can't take a lot of damage, but it's hard to hit me. It really is sometimes. At 15, that's when you get the big one, sneak attack, which is 1 minute cooldown, which makes you awesome at, like, once you hit 15, you're out. I was out damaging warriors for like 2-3 levels after that. Just because you can do so much damage in one hit that you get all the aggro for a while. You know, and then because you keep hitting them too, I mean, you just keep adding to your hate, so, you know, the creature hates you. It's just, I mean, you're the man. But then you hit like 18th, and you cannot do it anymore. It's hard to get into a group. Nobody wants you because you can't hit anything hard enough. Right? So at 20, you get resist gravity. Slight resistance against weight. Which, they got gravity spells, you know, yeah. Things to slow you down, and so, okay. It's handy, it helps. I still get slowed and screwed just as bad as everybody else.
Most of those resist things, as far as I can tell, are not that great of a thing.
Yeah.
Like thrown into each class.
It just seems like it just makes the list look nicer and prettier, you know, just unless you get extra things. It, you know, I mean, there's times where I see it not work, but I would really like, you know, no bind, which I actually haven't. Which is a neat one I'm going to just rant and rave about in a little bit, I'm sure. At 20, you get... Okay, yeah, resist gravity. At 25, this is where things turned around for me, though, as the thief class, because you get flee. And flee is... You got 30 seconds to... And your
40-meter dash?
Yeah, totally. You bolt. And I'll tell you what. We were in Quiffam the other day... And we're out there killing, and I just made 25 too, whatever, you know, maybe it was 2 weeks ago then. And we're out there, and we're beating on a fish. And in our camp, a thunder elemental spawns. So just as we kill the creature, who's still got his weapon out? Me. I have auto-target on because I'm a sloppy targeter, right? So I let it target the thing. And what do? I stab it. The group shits themselves, and they bolt. Right? Because they see me get hit once for 70 points. I got 250 points, right? They see it hit me once for 70, and they shit themselves. They run. So I'm standing there, and I disengage. And it takes your guy a while to put his sword away from it. You
it
stand there.
Way too long.
I mean, you should be able to run and just throw that shit behind you, or wherever you stash your weapon. And this thing hit me a second time. I have my weapon put away. I turn around. I take one step. It hits me again. I got, like, 20 hit points. I know I'm going down. My party's already saying, you're fucked. You're dead. I'm sorry. We'll come get you. I hit sleep. I'm the first guy to zone. And they couldn't believe it. They get there, and they're just laughing their asses off. Going, I can't believe you pulled that off. You know, everybody else got raped by it because it was able to catch them, but not me. The only thing is that the 5-minute cooldown, it's like, I know that it's used for moments like that. I use it for transportation in town. Mainly. And it sucks that the cooldown is 5 minutes, because when you're walking around town, it's a pain in the ass to walk at normal speed. Flea is awesome. At 30, you get evasion bonus, another bonus against physical attacks, and you get trick attack, an upgraded sneak attack, extra damage from behind, which I'm dying to get, because at 28, nobody wants you. You can't even come close to the damage a warrior does at level 20. There's no way to do it. And this, I'm thinking, is just like at 15, when you get sneak, all of a sudden I'm going to be, you know, a useful class again in combat. Definitely does. And it's a lot of fun, too. It really is. There's also a 1 minute cooldown on that, so you can trick, backstab. I mean, you're just in there. I mean, you're doing all kinds of neat stuff, and it keeps it interesting and fresh. At 35, you get mug, which I cannot wait to have, because that is straight stealing money. Screw stealing this crap. I have to pile up 12 of them to sell. Just give me the cash. You guys remember that? You ever seen that?
Yeah, what was that?
The one with the chick and the fifth element. Yeah, give me the cash! Nice hat. You like it? That fucking movie's so funny. That part is the bomb. Give me the cash. Dude, I gotta make that my macro when I do that. Give me the cash! Damn it. At 40, you get another bonus to resist gravity. At 45, you get hide, which I'm really curious to see how well that works. The duration is variable, so this is just a straight roll, I guess. It's a 5-minute interval, and it's evade enemies by hiding. I don't know if this is like a combination of sneak, deodorize, and invisibility, or if it's
Drake sneak or what? What it sounds like to me is a drop aggro to him.
That would be something else. That would be really awesome. Because if I'm ripping into him from behind, they're going to hit me eventually. You know, they're going to turn around and rape me because I get hit hard when I get hit.
Yeah, that sounds like a drop aggro to him.
That would really be cool. Wow. I wonder if I could... If you could...
Backstab.
No, if I was getting chased... If I was getting chased, if I needed to get from point A to point B and I walked, something attacked me, if I could throw on hide and walk away.
Why are you hide when you have free?
Well, because it doesn't always tell. I'm not always that close to a zone. And they'll catch me. I don't think they've ever caught me, but I like to think that... Well, what happens is this. When you got something chasing you, if they link, they'll link in front of you.
Right.
Right? That's how we got screwed in the mines that one day. Remember? We had the monster train and all of a sudden dudes in front of us were turning and I was miles ahead of them. But they knew that they were pissed off and they wanted a piece, so I still got screwed that day. They also get treasure hunter too, increases the chance of getting treasure again, another beautiful thing. You know, I mean, it's nice when you kill one thing and it like explodes with crystals and gear and you're just like, oh, I can bathe in the money.
That's why all the thieves got fat equipment.
They do too. I saw a chicken knife. Somebody got a dagger called chicken knife and it gives you flea. It said plus flea ability. So that might be me to get the length only.
You think length or you think
another flea? I think it's length. I think it's maybe
or speed.
Maybe it reduces the cooldown then.
Or it reduce the cooldown, increase the length of flea,
that would be
or
nice
make you
too.
Go faster.
Yeah.
You're
any one of those is nice. Yeah, you're fast enough. You move. You know, have you seen somebody smoke by it? Yeah, I mean, they move. You know, they're gone.
They
it's
move
the
like
speed of a chocobo.
Yeah.
We race one day. So, I wasn't with you. I raced some guy in battalion. I was able to keep up with him until it wore out. So it's fast. It's pretty fast. And 50, you get another evasion bonus, which, you know, I mean, the thief is all about not being detected, not being seen, sneaking in and out, which I just think is more fun to play. I really dig it.
It's a shame there aren't, like, lock picking stuff.
There is?
Oh, there is.
I can pick locks. Yes.
And they have the tools.
Yeah, you can get thief tools, you can get a skeleton key, you can buy a living key, which you stick in and it, like, forms itself a thing. When you're in some of the mines on some of the big raids you do, there's like, you know, the entrance, the boss at the other end, a treasure chest somewhere, and a random highest level creature will drop a key to the chest. The chances of getting it are reasonable with a thief, but they're insane without one, I think. You guys spend hours trying to find a key sometimes, right? And with a thief, I've gone in there and got it on the first kill, remember?
Yeah.
Right? And the first kill, you guys dropped a key. Unfortunately, we needed the key for a different quest. There's some guy who gives you the Kazam Pass. If you bring him three keys from three of the, like, lower-level raid places, you know, the dungeons. So we use them for that. And I'm dying to know what's in one of these chests one day. So as soon as I save up, like, 10 grand for the 12 thieves' tools, I'll be able to try it out. Because I imagine they break when you try and you fail, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. So you won't have to fuck around all day killing things to find a key, and you can just open the chest and grab the loot. Give me the cash. So rad. Anybody want to do Paladin? I hate Paladin.
I'll do Paladin.
All right.
I think Paladins are great.
Well, there's a reason
I wouldn't
want
to play it, but I think they're great to have.
They're nice to have in the party, but I actually have a special place for hatred for Paladins, and I'll explain why
real quick.
This is a short story about why I hate Paladins. It has nothing to do with Paladins in this game. It's Paladins in anything. And it is because in high school, we played Dungeons & Dragons, like, every day. That's what we did. And our buddy, we actually mentioned him on the show, Inquisitor Kruger, every freaking day, played a paladin. Always. Never played. One time, he had one character that wasn't a paladin. It was some fairy-ass little singing elf guy that pissed everybody off. But he played a paladin every freaking day. And it's like, I hate them now, because I always think of him playing a paladin, and no matter what the party needs, I've got to be a paladin, guys. Oh, I just want to beat him over the head, so I hate paladins. I can't help it, I just dislike them. I don't care how great they are. I'll shut up now.
Now, the paladin's two-hour ability.
It's incredible.
Absolutely incredible, especially seeing as how it's one of the few ways that a white mage can survive.
Yes. Good point.
The 2 hour is invincibility. For 30 seconds, the paladin cannot be hurt.
Touched by
anything. No, it says all physical damage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well. Well, damn.
You might get nuked.
Wow. I was sure that was flat invincible.
That's what I thought too.
That's what it
says.
Yeah.
Physical damage. But this is such an aggro creator that it will pull
everything
off of them. Which is funny because they're going to something they can't hurt.
Yes, I know, exactly. which makes it, you'd think it would do the opposite. The creature would say...
Start ignoring it.
Yeah, exactly. Like in fact...
Hold the line.
In Enfo's Team Survival, come to think of it, there's a paladin-type guy, and when he uses his ability, which his ultimate main thing is invincibility, nothing attacks him. And it's cool, because he just rips things open, but, you know, damn, buddy, you know, I'm the mage here, now I'm getting everybody on me, that sucks, you know?
But, yeah. So if only... Because it will actually pull off a benediction. It's a fantastic tour.
That's right.
At level 5, they get the ability of Holy Circle, which raises party's defense versus undead.
Ooh, everybody. That's a nice one.
For 3 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's good for a ghoul hunt for the skulls.
Yeah. And they also get, well, if you're going ghoul hunting for skulls, as a paladin, you already have it.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
You chances are you do.
But if you got to 30 level without a sub job,
I'm just saying you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
But chances are you have.
You can help party.
Yeah. My actual thinking was that you would be helping people. But yeah.
You also get undead killer.
You better have a sub job if you're a paladin. If you have an advanced job.
Which hires the damage to undead enemies.
Oh, okay. I wonder if you ever fought like an undead dragon in this. I wonder if they would really, really, you know, like something like a bone dragon or whatever.
Zombies,
I imagine, probably.
That would be really cool to see.
We've fought 2 dragons so far.
At level 10, you get physical defense up, and this is the key to the paladin because they have more defense than anybody.
Yeah, they are the tank. Just let them stand out there and take the hits.
Do a small
more power to you, buddy.
That's basically all they do.
Mm-hmm.
At level 15, they get Shield Bash, which breaks an enemy's concentration.
That one's messed up. You ever had an enemy do that to you?
Mm-mm.
You're like stoned. And it sucks. And it's all... And it flies in your gut. You're stuck. You're just... And you're like dazed. It's unreal. It would be so cool against a monster to do that. They do it to me all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like things like you're fighting a Gabi and they're about to do...
The bomb toss. Yeah.
And then you Shield Bash and they don't do it.
That would be rad.
At 20, they get resist sleep, which is cool.
Definitely. Especially fighting, everybody's shit scared of Sheev.
Which is so not a big deal.
I know, it's not, just cure the damn guy and he'll be okay.
Yeah, right
there anyway, yeah. You should be
outside the range of that.
Yeah. And it won't aggro you. Not for a cure. Well, I've had it happen, but not with
a cure. Just use a cure one.
Yeah. Chances are it won't aggro you.
Alright, at 30, you get a Sentinel, which raises defense again. But this is a job ability. This is something you...
Oh, you have to activate it, and actually use.
And then for 3 minutes, your defense is up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is the class that you want to play.
And then you also get another defense up, passive.
Oh, okay.
Bonus as well.
Nice.
A bonus.
And then at 35, you get cover, which takes damage for an ally for you.
That is rad.
I've seen the real reader of Final Fantasy games.
Oh, that's right. I remember seeing your guy go, ting, go down there and block for him.
Seen the 7, I think. They have a little magic thing. It's called cover.
Ah.
Yeah, they I think they've been in all of them since 7, I think.
6 has something like it. 6 has something like it too. Because 6 is the one I know and I love it.
That's
but
3, right?
Yeah, here in the US, yeah. They've got, it's not, because they don't have like a paladin, but they've got an item that will make your guy do that. If somebody's down below like 100 hit points, he'll jump in front and you'll see him out there. Yeah.
I think it's ability.
No. In that one, I'm pretty sure it was an item I had that gave me the ability.
It all depends on...
Well, not like it applies to what we're talking about today anyway. But yeah, it's
all about
taking one
for a team.
Exactly.
So since you're the tank as a paladin, that's
their
job.
Exactly.
100%.
And this is a great class. Like, I like to bash them, but you know what? They are a great class, and I love having one in the group because I know that I've really only got to look out for everybody else. This guy's not going to take too much damage. You know, and it's like, occasionally you throw them a heal, you know, keep them going, you know, but they're okay.
And they're doing okay damage too.
And they still do, yeah.
And they have also, all the cure spells.
Yeah, not to mention they can cure themselves, which they do to keep Argo.
Yeah, they do all the time, and they're out there just mowing things down. And I mean, they do a fantastic job. So.
And then at 40, they get resist sleep again. And then at 50, they get yet another physical defense.
Nice. See, that's one of those classes I think that probably gets picked more often than not.
See?
You know, like White Mage gets picked more often than not. I bet Paladin gets picked more often than not.
Okay. Let's move on to Dark Knight.
Oh, yes. This is your preferred class because you just took this and all of a sudden you're like this insane damage dealer.
Yeah, this guy's about, you know, it's not about defense. It's all about offense.
It's exactly
nothing
opposite.
But offense.
And you know,
always.
Everything he gets just lays it down.
Right. His 2-hour special, it's called a Blood Weapon. Bloody Weapon? Bloody Weapon?
Something like that. It's right in front of you. It should be a
Blood Weapon.
Blood Weapon.
Yes, it's a 2-hour ability, which gives you 30 seconds to drain your target's hit points during the melee attacks.
Yeah, it's like a vampiric blade kind of thing for a little bit.
If I hit you for 60 points, your hit points become mine. At level 5, you get Arcane Circle.
That's better than I thought you guys were saying earlier. I thought you were saying that it switches. Like, when
I
thought it was switched, and I'm like...
I remember when we said it, too, you were kind of like, well, that kind of sucks, and I was like, no way, that's right.
That makes a lot more sense. That's a lot cooler than what I was picturing.
But this also makes this class awesome for... Well, wait, just read them all off, and then we can explain why it's so fat. Or how you can exploit it to be fat, anyway.
Okay, level 5, get Arcane Circle. So, you can cast every 5 minutes, lasts about 3 minutes, right? It's Rich Party's defense versus Arcana, which is like loose magic things. Level 10, you get attacking bonus.
Yeah, more damage.
More damage.
Bonus to your attack, you can lay it down more. Especially if you've got like a warrior subclass, you know.
Yeah.
You get all kinds of extra bonuses, which is why you're so friggin' burly.
So I don't need to have a provoke.
You know, it'd be cool is a samurai sub.
That would be nice.
Get all that extra TP.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Right.
Holy crap! You'd be like the ultimate warrior out there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know you think you're so badass. You're out there. I can take this by myself. Do you know how many times you would have died had there not been a White Mage there to save your ass?
Well, yeah, that's called teamwork.
I know, but it's just that. The White Mage doesn't talk shit. You're out there, I could destroy everything. And then you get worked over.
No. I've met some White Mages that pretty much talk shit.
I have too, though. But it's more than the warriors that I see. The warrior type.
I don't talk to them very much shit.
I think you do. Because I see it from my end. Who's got to be responsible for keeping you alive?
Okay. All right. Level 15.
Top me off is my favorite. Top me off. You know how many times you've said that to me too? Heal me. Throw me a cure. Top me off. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let you flounder.
Next time, say please.
I have to humble you is what I have to do.
I said please for me.
I have to let you die a few times to humble you.
Yeah.
Top me off. That one was what finally pissed me off that day.
Top me off.
But I was like, will you start saying please or something? Or it's not like I don't know what your hit points are. I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm 30th level for Christ's sake, okay? I don't have that many deaths under my belt. You know, I know what I'm doing. You don't have to tell me how to do my job. Just do yours and shut up. Top me off.
Yes,
you did. I've got a log of it somewhere.
Oh my God, evidence. Okay, level 15, you get a last resort, which is like a warrior's berserk.
Your
defense, but offense. Level 20, you get a resist or paralyze.
Oh, nice, awesome. So you're up there no matter what, just laying it down.
Well, kind of. You don't resist, doesn't mean it's 100%, but you get bonus.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't think it fucking works as shit.
Well, we don't know what the second one does. Because everybody gets to resist something.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
And you also get a weapon bash.
Maybe it just ups the chance of stopping all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's exactly what it does. But
But how much or
yeah,
yeah, okay.
It seems like the first one doesn't do a whole lot.
It doesn't, but you know what? The more I keep thinking about it, I have seen myself I should have been bound 100 times. And you know what I think? I've been missing it an awful lot lately, and it's an early ninja ability. Yeah, it seems like lately I've been able to avoid that. Anyway, go on, we'll get there.
Whip and bash, you know, paladins get shield bash, and I get whip and bash, which is, believes they're stunning attack.
It actually will stun the enemy?
Yeah,
stun them. That's cool.
But, required two-handed weapon.
Oh, okay, so you gotta
have... As a Dark Knight, your A-plus weapon is a scythe.
Scythe,
yeah,
great axe, or great sword. That's your three best choices.
Okay.
I think scythe, you get an extra level for each level. Extra, you know,
and you also get
scales.
No, that's, never mind, that's spear.
Yeah.
And level 25, you get arcane killer. So you can do more damage against the magical enemies.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, that's, man, they are just the mage assassin, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, you know, sounds like it.
Sucks ass.
Level 30.
So when you finally had enough of me yelling at you when PvP is on, you're going to wreck me, aren't you?
Okay, level 30, you get a skill, a job ability is called a Soul Eater, which is a consumes HP to enhance attacks.
Okay.
So I don't know how that works.
Hey, you know, you hit him real hard, you take a little bit of damage too.
Yeah.
But you hit him even harder, you know, so that's nice.
And you get
should be taking the hits very often anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? You improve. Then you get an attack bonus again at level 30.
Nice. You probably get one at 50 too.
Just like the time.
Yeah.
Level
40, you get more paralyzed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, resist
yeah.
paralyzed. And at level 50, you get more attacking bonus.
Now see, yet you're always still trying to be the main tank. And you need to not be.
Yeah, I tried, but those, you know, the
okay, today in the party you were in, that was different. But I noticed I still see you going, am I main tank? And I'm like,
I get so used to it now, so.
Well, you need to not be
kind of,
used to it, so.
The Dark Knight and the Paladin are kind of mirror images.
Yeah, they really are just.
I was wondering if you can combine them.
Like a Paladin Dark Knight? That would make a hell of a weird combination.
Not really. Think about it. You get attacking bonus and defending bonus.
Oh, I know. I mean, it'd be awesome to see, but damn, you know.
You got black magic and the white magic.
Yeah, yeah. Now, see, the cool thing about the Dark Knight, I think, is that.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not, and they got their special spells.
Okay, exactly. They've got some awesome spells, like Asper and Drain.
Drain, yeah, right. Which absorb your head points or max points.
Yeah, it'll absorb
later on,
enemies.
Higher level, you get to absorb your stats.
Yeah, that's right. They get
yeah. I can absorb your charisma, your strength, you know,
and enemies, you know. So you want to find an enemy with a really high stat and whatever.
Yeah,
but you
depends
want to absorb
what
that.
They are.
Yeah, that is really cool. I mean, these guys are just... They're just a machine for killing. I mean, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They really are incredible. That's why you always see them out there doing so much damage. It is. They're all about the damage. They make a hell of a class for those of you that like to feel that satisfying hit, you know, when you see a couple hundred hit points of damage get taken off the enemy. What do we got next here?
Beastmaster.
The Beastmaster.
Ghostbuster.
You go ahead.
I'm not interested in the Beastmaster.
No,
not too much. It'd be interesting to check out, but this is a guy that, you know, basically can take over enemies. Or, you know, creatures, right? And use them to fight for him. His fighting skills are, you know, ultimately great himself, but a fun class, nonetheless, I think.
True, easy to solo.
His, yeah, it would help soloing an awful lot, too. His 2-hour ability is enhance your pet's power and lengthen the duration of the charm. I'm not so sure if that's a hot one. Yeah, I don't really think it's, I mean, it's like, you know.
It's a cool ability, but as a 2-hour.
Yeah, as a 2-hour, exactly. You know, it's just, it's not bad. As a 2-hour, they should have something like... Maybe would summon your own burly guy, you know, like a demon or something, you know, something like that. Or maybe even so that you could charm something 10 levels higher than you.
Or grab something permanently.
That would be interesting. Well, it's called familiar, even. It should be something that's with you all the time, like the dragoon guy's got.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
I got my wolfie.
Yeah, I took Max. At first level, they also they start out right away, and this is what they're all about, is charm. You know, it gives them a chance to
control
the beast.
So they need a high charisma.
Yeah, that's their whole thing right there, is, you know,
they've
got to have the charisma. Pretty nice
boys.
And charming, you know. unfortunately, that's a 5-minute ability. Oh, it's a 5-minute cooldown and duration, so you're good. You just can always do it whenever it looks like.
However,
yeah, that's the only... fault to that, but I guess I see the reason now.
Well, but the duration is not always fixed.
I think it's a rule.
I don't think it is either. I think it's like a random duration. I really don't know. I think it's a random duration. But you know what's really interesting about this is that they get different commands at different levels. Like, you cannot get rid of a pet until you're level 35. You're stuck with it until you're 35. Like you cannot tell it to go away. That's an ability. At 35, you get the ability to tell a pet to leave. It's really weird.
That's a really tight ability, because does that mean it won't attack you? Because if the charm wears off, it attacks you.
It attacks you, yeah. I'm not quite sure what that... It must send it away. It must make it leave. Because you know how many times these guys probably get into a fight, they got a burly creature charmed, and then it runs out and turns around.
They still pet cookies for us.
Yeah, they got pet food, alpha, delta. They got all kinds of weird pet food in that.
What are they for, vitamins?
They got all kinds of weird stuff. Give pedigree. Them They've got at 10th level, they get three different things. They get gauge, which you can judge whether a target can be charmed. You get it once every 30 seconds, and it's instant. So you can just look at it and say, I think I can take that thing. They also have the ability to tell the pet to sit down and heal itself, right? And they also get a vermin killer, which increases damage against vermin. I guess it's rabbits. You know, something like little crap like that. I mean, it's basic stuff, I'm sure. You know, it's got to be like first level ability stuff because it's only, or low level creatures because it's only a level 10 thing. Level 12, they get reward, which restores your pet's hit points. You need items, though. This is probably what the food is for.
Yeah.
So cookies. That you can feed it and give it hit points. So you can keep it around for a while.
Cookies?
That was they get level 12. At 15, they get stay. The ability to tell the pet to stay put. And they get a resistance to slow, you know, which is a nice one, too. It just seems like some of the abilities, I just never thought this class worked out so well. But I see some guys out there tearing it up by themselves, and I'm rather impressed. At 20, they get bird killer, increases damage against birds. 23, they get called beast. Calls a beast by using the contents of a jug. I made some carrot juice one day that called a rabbit. So I guess, you know, I never look at their stuff in the auction house. So I don't know what kind of items they get, but I guess they, like, if you're in some weird area, I guess you can, you know, get something you want, which is kind of neat, you know. That's nice, because if you know what works well against something else, you can exploit that, right?
Yeah.
At 20 in damage against birds, 23, they get, oh wait, that was called beast, 25 then, they get sick. Sick 'em!
Oh.
An ability to perform, a pet to perform a special attack. That is cool. That is cool.
I wonder if the pet has to have TP.
You know what? I was wondering that. I was wondering that too, because they do build it, you know, when you're in fights. Because they don't use their abilities, but they have to get that. So
yeah.
I bet it must be the same way. It must be that way.
Because they always use their abilities towards the end of the fight.
Yeah. It must be the same way then. I bet it is. I'd like to try this class just to check it out.
True uses again.
They've had a special attack, 25. 30, they get, tame. Makes a target more susceptible to charm, which, you know, would help you, I guess, you know, on a higher level creature, which would, you know, maybe help you ensure to win the fight. And that's something you can use forever. You know, that's something that you can use on any creature, you know, as you go.
But aside from decent.
You know.
They can't charm decent.
You can't charm, as you go, you can still charm things, like, it scales with you. You know, like, so you can keep pulling bigger monsters.
You know what? I saw one Beastmaster charm the one those, sea monk thing.
Oh, a Kraken?
Kraken.
Yeah.
From one of those.
Holy crap. That would be awesome to have following you around. Have you seen them damn things? Oh my god, they're huge too. They're gigantic. They're monstrous. I mean, if we're this big in the game, like real size here, they're probably as big as like, from that wall of that, I mean, they could probably, they're huge. They're like half octopus, half manta ray on the top or something.
There's one chasing.
I saw it. He scared the shit out of you.
He's afraid. I think he's too big.
Yeah.
I didn't even check.
It's going
to
kill me.
No, we're there. Turn around. I can't take this guy. On someone else to get over.
At 35, they get resist slow. 40, they get lizard killer, increased damage against lizards. And 50, aquan killer, increases damage against aquatic enemies. So, I mean, they're just all about, and then Kraken and the sea horrors and all those kind of crazy-ass things. I mean, they get some pretty neat things. They do seem exactly what they're called, the Beast Master, right? I mean, they've got all the abilities to counter all that crap. Ranger's another neat one.
Expensive line.
Ranger? No, I'm up for Ranger, because I think I'd like to check out Ranger.
Yeah, because it's the best for your class, too.
I think it would be a lot of fun to be a Ranger thief. Oh, Ranger yeah. Thief, and I like Thief Ninja better, but I think Ranger Thief would be fun to tool around with.
Get ready to farm a lot. Yeah.
Exactly. They're broke. Every Ranger I know is piss broke, and it's because their arrows cost so much money. But their two-hour ability, Eagle Eye Shot. Now, I've seen an enemy use this against us one day, and it wrecked us. It delivers an accurate and powerful ranged attack. I've seen it. It does like 300-400 points of damage. Just pow! And everybody around you is like, yes, we're going to win this fight, maybe. You know, I mean, it is burly when it happens.
That is a good 2 hours.
It is. It is really nice. I mean, that's what we need right there. Instant damage, you know, instant kick-ass. That's exactly what a 2 hour should be, you know, right there. Just lays it down. And at first level, right off the bat, they get a Sharp Shot, which a 5-minute interval lasts 1 minute, kind of like a backstab, enhances the accuracy of their next shot, right? Which is, attacks, I guess. It keeps going to last for a minute. Well, that's really cool.
Keep going and going?
Yeah, they just keep, which is why they're broke all the time. They spend all that money on the high-quality arrows. At 5, they get Alertness, which lowers the chance of being detected by enemies. I mean, you know, the Masters of the Woods here, you know, and it's kind of I saw a Ranger Ninja wrecking stuff solo one day. Just tearing, I mean, by the time it got to her, it was half dead already. And when it got there, she just whipped out the two weapons and just raped this thing. It was some Mithra chicken quick and just destroying everything, you know. You know, she was broke, though. Because she's got ninjutsu to pay for, too.
Oh, my God. Ninjutsu and arrows.
No wonder she was out by herself.
Unless she's a whore herself.
Yeah.
All the drops for herself.
She has to. I would be out soloing.
But they have a special ability. What's that? Finest pop out in the world?
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. Scavenge. Okay, level 10, they get scavenge, right? Searches the area for items. I mean, I've seen them do it. They just get on the ground, they like, and they just look around, and I've never seen anybody find anything, but they say once in a while they find some crap. I imagine they find good stuff once in a while. I imagine.
You probably need to know what time and what zone.
Yeah, and where. Like, you probably wouldn't want to do it in the middle of a
desert.
Where did I see him doing it? I saw him doing it in our little camp spot in Battalia, down by the necropolis, you know, and it's like, use it in the woods. Find yourself a log that you can make 50 arrows out, or 33 arrows out of, you know?
Find yourself one.
You know? Petrified orc dung.
that's gotta be a cheaper way to go about it, because you can make arrows, can't you?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you make 33 at a time, even. You know, like, you try to craft, and boom, you make 33. That's gotta be the way to do it. I'm sure they all took woodworking or whatever. I mean, any smart ranger took woodworking.
You cannot not be a crafter.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean,
it'd be expensive enough by crafting it.
It would, but it would pay off eventually. It would get to the point where
sell them to those that didn't
that too, if you're making
wood, find a chocobo feathers, find an arrow.
Yeah.
I'm full. Here it comes.
Maybe you're all set. Find a stone. Right?
33 times again.
They got, at 15, they've got Rapid Shot, sometimes decreases attack interval for ranged shots, and that's a passive ability. So once in a while, they just pop out another one. At 20, they get Camouflage, makes you harder to detect. A random duration, kind of like Sneak, you know, really a cool ability for them, I guess. I cast spells for it all. I'm just kind of used to being Sneak all the time. But that's handy, you know, when you're walking around by yourself. They also get Resist Poison, another good one, I think, like a woodland-type thing to, you know, class should have like that. 30, they get Barrage, allows you to fire multiple arrows, which is really cool. I've seen them use it. It's just like, and it wrecks the enemies every 5 minutes. Yeah, but, you know, again, you're burning up your arrows so fast, you know.
Cheaper arrows.
but then you do less damage, and your whole thing is arrows, you know. They also get an accuracy bonus at 30. Huh?
Rangers do the most damage of any class in the game.
I think so. I've seen him lay it down. I'd like to see one go toe-to-toe with Wolf's guy, though. Only because I've seen him do 100 points of damage every hit.
Slow, though.
You are slow, that's true.
And the thing is that a Dark Knight
doesn't
do sustained damage without worrying about money.
Yeah.
But if you got the gill for it, Ranger does more damage.
I bet they do. I don't know. You must be right, because, I mean, plus they got to pay for it. You know they're too. They got to get something for that. You know, they got to get something for that. I mean, it doesn't. That Ranger Thief was impressive.
I would personally rather go Dark Knight.
Yeah, because it'd be cheaper. You wouldn't be worried about damn arrows all the time.
Yeah.
But you could go with some cheap arrows when you're with groups that suck anyway, and they're not going to know the difference what you're using, you know. Not unless they check you out every 5 minutes, which I have people do. You're in a group with them, and like they'll check you 6 times in the duration, 3 hours. You're like, what the hell? Yeah.
You think it's changed?
Yeah, I know. I'll do it, too, just to mess with them. I'll start putting weird shit in my bazaar just to see if they think, because they keep checking me. It's weird. Let's see, at 40 they get Shadow Bind. It binds a target, which is incredibly cool.
Yeah.
A ranger gets blind. You're stuck there while I pelt you from over here. Neener, neener, neener. That is such an awesome ability.
That's, yeah, especially for ranger attacks.
You know, yeah, well, yeah, it's their whole thing, right? And accuracy bonus at 50 increases accuracy of those physical attacks. I mean, that is a great class, I think. I think it's especially good class to main in when you have a good, strong, melee type of backup class. You know, something where if they do happen to get close to you, you can just wreck them anyway. You
and
know?
That melee class is 75 and making bank.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right. Exactly. He's bringing in the loot. A thief, preferably, right?
Yeah.
Bard. Yeah. We get the Bard fucking master right here. Where were you in EQ all the time?
I was an Enchanter.
Enchanter, which is...
They're close as far as abilities go. Their two-hour ability is Soul Voice, which enhances the effect of your songs. I have no idea.
You know what? That one's kind of weak, because I know quite a few bards have told me that it's just retarded, so...
Yeah, it seems like it's not... I mean, Bard has absolutely nothing as far as abilities and traits go. They have...
What do they do? Roaring stuff?
Yeah, they have Soul Voice, which...
They get Deep Throat.
Okay. Keep a whole party happy.
Look at those lungs! That was so bad.
What's her name? Deep Throat? What's that chick you name? Linda?
I don't know.
But, and then they get, at 5, 25, and 45, they get Resistance.
That's it?
That's it.
I didn't even look, so I didn't quite realize it was gonna be that.
All their power is in their song.
Oh, man. Well, which is fat, though. Which is really, really fat. And nobody likes their 2 hours. You know what their 2 hours should be? A third thing. They can do two at once, right? Two songs at once?
That would be cool.
That would be way better than this bullshit, because as it is, the song does not use up any mana or anything. They just use it. They just do it. It's free. Why make it last longer if they can just keep doing it? Why not make them have a third one for...
Well, it enhances the effect.
Oh, okay,
Like if you do an MP regen, it does it faster, more in general.
Yeah, if you have a bar in your party, a higher level bar, you know, you don't need buffers at all. You're all sick.
I don't know about their ability. I don't think it's that good.
I think it's pretty weird.
And it's short, too. What's the duration? Like 30 seconds a minute?
1 minute.
1 minute. It seems short, though, when you're actually in there.
I think that's how long any song lasts, though, is the thing.
Oh, maybe. I didn't even look.
I thought the song, the mid is going to go higher when the bar skills.
Oh, maybe. Did you hear what he said? He said maybe it goes up as you go up. The length goes up as you get experience, as you get higher level. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. But a good bard, it doesn't matter, though. I've seen a good bard run 4 different spells at one time. Or songs. You know, he runs to the front, he gets the two on the melee guys, he runs to the back, he gets two different ones on the casters. And he just runs in between them, keeping his songs going. And they don't get shit up.
Imagine a big one.
You know. Yeah. But imagine if they could do a third one. You know, I mean, screw enhancing the effect a little bit for a minute. Give me defense, offense, and regen, you know? That would be such a cool ability, I think. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the kind of ability that would save your ass. It seems like it should be like, there we go. They need like a divine song, right? It seems like it should be something like that. And that, their 2 hours should be like divine song or call it whatever you want, opera, you know, whatever, you know, find a name for it that's appropriate. I think they get kind of screwed on that ability, though.
Yeah, so what?
The resist silence makes perfect sense, though. But they don't have shit else.
They don't care, you know? It's not on me. I just pick up with my song.
And I guess their bigger benefit is everything's free.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, their shit is free.
No, you pick with your own skill.
Okay, yeah, but, like...
He means, like a...
Like a ranger pays for arrows. Ninjas gotta use their components. I mean, it's just costly to do all that. You got regeneration. What everybody wants, and it's free. That's why you see no bards available.
And you don't have to regen your mana points.
It's just forever. Forever. That's going to be awesome if you get that. I'm going to be looking you up every day. Party with me!
This class, I am really not sure about this class.
What is it?
Summoner.
Me neither, see?
I've partied with some summoners, and they just drain MP so fast.
Yeah.
And it just causes so much downtime.
It really does. And for not much effect. Sure, they pop out their little avatar dude.
Well, the better avatars, which has to be 75 to get anyway.
Exactly, what I've been hearing is you got to have a party of at least 60 dudes to go get anybody other than that stupid-ass carbuncle guy, which is just retarded. They should have scaled it up. At level 1, you get carbuncle. At level 10, you get, you know, whatever else. At 20, 30, 40, you can get...
They essentially, it seems to me like they essentially made this a toy for people who are done with the game.
Yeah, it really does. You don't see very many summoners out there that are really serious about going out and getting them all that haven't already done it all else. You really don't. I don't. I never do. I see a summoner, and what do they got? I'm a 30th level whatever, and I got carbuncle as a summoner. That's it. And I'm just like, whatever.
Go try some real things. See, like some,
I think you can buy those
spirits, you know, like earth.
Yeah, you can buy those gay ass spirits that follow you around.
And they're not a whole lot.
No,
anyway.
No, they're not. The only way to
they're
make it worth
than carbuncle.
It. Yeah, yeah. So what would you even want? You know, at least you've got little carbuncle there to keep you company.
Now, granted, the things you can buy, they have their elemental attacks. So if you're fighting a water elemental, you pull up earth.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, some earths are gay. Let's skip them.
They're not totally gay. What are their abilities, though?
Okay, you definitely don't want to play it unless... this is not a first...
You don't want to play it as a ninja unless you have a real high level.
I've seen summoners out there with all the dudes.
Yeah.
But you know what I've noticed about all those summoners? They've also got like a 75th thief, a 75th warrior, a 75th white mage, a 75th red mage. You know, they've got it all.
It's a high level.
You know, it really, yeah. I think you're exactly right. It's just something to tool around with. You know what I mean? I even have summoners in my group that don't use their things. They don't use them. They're just like, you know, yeah. They don't care.
Then they're working on either extremely gimped melee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Useless melee.
Yeah.
Or their sub job.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said earlier, I didn't notice that they get the most magic points, right?
Yeah, by a good long shot.
So, see, I didn't know that, which makes them fat for black, white, and then sub summon, you know, which is cool, which I guess is, you
especially
know.
If you're something other than Tartar. Because then that huge.
I just like made my brain crack thinking about Ataru, white mage, summoner, like, and then I had to calculate the math there for a minute, like, holy cow.
Yeah, the guy was a huge.
We're talking really high for him. That's as well as a summoner. I would not make anything but Tori.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they need huge amounts of mana and they use it big time.
Yeah,
because
you would burn your shit up way too quick.
I've seen it.
Yeah. See, I don't group with that many. The ones I have don't even use it. They're just like, I use it as a sub for the mana. You know, that's it. But they don't really have a whole lot of abilities either. I mean, their job ability is their 2-hour. That's it. They got allows Avatar to use their full strength. That's a 2-hour ability. Something that already took you and five of your closest friends on the internet at 75th level to get in the first place. They can't use their full power. Well, I bet, though, that is a sight to behold. Watching, what were the burly ones? Like Titan and Shiva and Leviathan Green. And all them. Yeah. Oh my god. I got screenshots of people busting them out and I just ran up
just
and like,
shooting off my dude.
They're cool looking.
They are. They're really cool looking, but, oh man, I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't know. When we fought the tree and, you know, unique.
Yeah.
And I saw at least 3-4 summers use their, Avatar's attack.
Yeah.
And give it lots of damage.
Well, I'm sure they do, but, Jesus, God, you know. What else could they have brought to the fight? All those dudes probably have a 75th Dark Knight, 75 Warrior.
Guess what, though? You can
put them in the
summon all the Avatars.
That's right.
They were level 1.
Oh, your Avatar gains levels, too?
No.
Yeah, they do.
You do?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
In here somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right,
oh, my God.
The Avatar's game levels.
Oh my god. Okay, so real quick, I mean, their serious only ability is Astral Flow. Allows them to use their full strength. Then they get commands. First level, they get every command right off the bat. Assault, Retreat, Release, and Blood Pact. The Blood Pact is allow them to use their special abilities. The rest are just what they sound like. The job traits they get, at 10, they get a max, max mana boost. Boost your maximum mana. 15 is Clear Mind, so it raises their regeneration speed. At 20th level, they get Resist Slow. Not so sure about that one. Level 25.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about like melee slow.
It gives you a slight resistance against slow. Yeah, and at 20, I don't understand. At 25, they get auto refresh. Gradually recovers. You know what? That would be the reason right there to have it.
25.
That would be the reason to have it right there.
As a sub job.
Yeah, as a sub job.
Unless you have a level 51 mage or black mage.
Still,
agree, yeah.
This would be the one to have. Because simply you get more and you can regenerate it. But Jesus Christ, you do. You get Carbuncle, Ifrit, Titan, Leviathan, Garuda, Shiva, and Rama. And damn, they go up to level, well, 44, 38, 46, 47, 25, and there's probably 48.
They all have really good abilities.
50 and 42. Yeah, they got everything.
So because they're not a high level, then...
Jesus.
I mean, Christ. They are great classes, but you have to be high level.
You've got to be the man. Yeah, I mean, it's like it almost seems like you're stuck from 1st through 60th with Carbuncle, and then you can go ahead and, you know, play with the advanced.
Unless you have a, like, 75th level friends help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can get these like avatars by defeating them as a different class.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
You do not have to be the summoner.
Oh, that I didn't know.
If you defeat these avatars as a light mage, then you can go back to your summoner and you have them.
And you do, they do have skills, you know, okay. I mean, they're a level 1 craft too, but that's their level 1. Okay, and you can summon anybody at whatever level you are. Okay. That's a little better, you know, and I can see if I get to 75 thief and I'm dicking around and I happen to kill one and I say, wow, I can see me spending 2-3 weeks
level
in this game just
you.
Going around and killing him, you know, just for the fun of
which
it.
Which would be fun
exactly,
to begin with.
Exactly. It would be something to do, too. It'd be like, yeah, let's go do this so we all have it, you know. That would be cool. Here's the one I really don't like. Samurai. I don't like the melee classes. I just don't like them that much. In any game, I've never my entire life, so whichever one of you wants to talk about it, I just don't care.
This you should think about making as a sub-job.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Dark
Let's
Knight
see.
Samurai.
Samurais. Your 2-hour ability is make your shisu. Whatever. Okay. Lower
crazy
cast weight and skills to 100.
Yeah, so you know when your weapon skill bar your technique
if
point
you
bar,
have 300,
you only use
100. So you can use basically you can do a skill chain by yourself. You can
chain with yourself, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, they can
because it does a lot of damage.
They can skill chain all by
themselves. And level 5, you get a Warding Circle, raises party's defense against demons.
Okay, yeah, that's a cool one. I see a lot of demons in the beach. Have you fought a demon yet?
No.
Okay. No, I was joking.
I'm sure you will, though.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
Eventually. Yeah. Probably when I'm 75th level, cruising.
And level 5th, you get a job trick called Resist Blind. You know.
Resist Blind, okay.
So that's pretty cool, you know.
Very good one for
a melee class like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That'll be great. Level 10.
Yeah, that's great.
Right.
You get store TP. Raises amount of TP.
And that's passive, right? That's an ability.
Yeah, every
just,
hit does
that. That is awesome.
That's cool, yeah.
See, here you go. That would be the perfect sub job for you, dude.
It's gonna it would increase your ability to do the weapon skills all
dude,
the time.
Dude, you would just be just slamming it down.
Level 15, you get a third eye. The job ability, automatic dodges the next attack.
Oh, I keep seeing them using that, and I'm like, what the hell does that do?
Yeah, so next attack, you against yours.
Yeah, I get it. It's like blank and all other crap.
Level 30, you get job trick and job ability. Job trick ability is meditate. Automatically gains TP. So you're standing there, TP
that
goes
is
up.
So fat.
That's it.
What level is that?
30.
Dude.
That's like when you're 60, if it's a sub, when you're 60.
Yeah, you're good to go.
God damn. Let me see. Then level 30, of course, you get other risk TP as a jump passive.
Mm-hmm.
Level 40, you get demon killer, so you increase the damage against
demons. Damn.
Level 50, you get more store about TP. So
wait, you can store more?
Yeah, level 50, it says store TP. This is a amount of TP gain.
Oh, gain. I thought it was like you
so,
can have like
so
500.
By the end of a summoner's career, he's gaining like...
A samurai?
Yeah. Samurai? Probably one hit to 100. They can do it. Yeah, you're gaining way more TP
damn.
Per hit than anybody else.
Maybe three hits you can do
it. Holy cow.
So, essentially, you can do a weapon skill in between rankies.
Oh my god.
You know what's a samurai's race choice?
Well, it would screw up the chain, but.
You
can go twice.
By the time everyone else is ready to ranky, you're already there.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Mithra. That's your first choice. It says, samurai race choice. Mithra is an excellent
extremely good chain scales.
I bet, because they hit more often.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so therefore, awesome. Every hit, I get more anyway. That would be rad. Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go. See.
One thing we forgot to mention. Yeah, I noticed we're running like 2 hours today, which is unusual. We usually go like an hour, hour and a half. But it's just there's a lot to cover with all these classes. But we and then just before we skip over and I forget, the Bard gets a bunch of songs. And the Dark Knight gets a bunch of spells, and the Paladin gets quite a few spells, too. I imagine it's probably about the same amount. So there is other things to look forward to than the skills that we're reading off here. I mean, you've got, every couple of levels, something else you got to go look forward to. You know, like another spell that you really need. You know, what level do you get drained at? As a Dark Knight? At 10th level, you've got one of the fattest spells to look forward to already. You know, and then what level do you get Asper?
20.
20, right? Well, and there's even stuff in between there, though, you know? Yeah. And the
but bar, those spells are expensive.
Those are like kind of special.
But you have a special crest.
Yeah, those are kind of
which
like
cost
special
me,
things.
Well, we did ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I mean, there's still stuff to look forward to in all this. Now, the ninja, they don't seem to get a whole lot as far as themselves. However, their, like, passive stuff is, like one fat one, the rest are kind of meh. But then they get ninjutsu, which is like such a fat bonus that I kind of see why this class is really awesome. Because, okay, they're 2 hour. I can't stand it. I call it ghetto warp. Because all you do is die. They didn't even call it like Harry Curry. They called it Nijingakur. And it's your 2 hour ability, sacrifice your life to deal heavy damage. The absolute first time I used this, I was up on Gelspa fighting an orc, and he was clearly going to win, and I was like, well, it's time to find out how my 2 hour works. I might as well kill this guy, and I know I'm going to die and get, you know, have to go back to my home point. So I use it, and I hit the orc for 18 points of damage. I died. It took 18 points of damage. That was my 2 hour ability. 18 points of damage, right? So I lost all faith in their 2 hour. Their 2 hour is ghetto warp. Right, you know, when I, like today, I leveled, the server was going down, bye, I'm going to town.
The server is down 50 minutes in XP?
It's the XP saver, it's the experience saver. You do not lose experience points. So,
that's not so bad.
It's not so bad. Now, at first I thought you lost, and I was like, oh, screw this, but then when I found out you don't lose,
it's actually really cool.
On top of that, it helps when you're screwed anyway.
You know you're going to die.
And you'd rather not lose that. You know, I mean, for me, it's like 560 experience, and it's not that much experience, but it sometimes it is, depending on what you're doing. Like I've been in groups where they're killing shit for 40 experience points, and you're ready to strangle the puller because he obviously doesn't know what he's doing. Then you're in groups where it doesn't matter, where you're getting 700, 800 per chain anyway. So you know, it doesn't really matter some of the time. You know, plus if you got a white mage right there, I'll go down. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah, look good.
You know, just raise me.
Sometimes, you know, depends on. Sometimes you do a lot better.
Right when I said that, before you said, I wonder, my brain went, I wonder if I can gain experience.
Use your 2 hour, kill yourself, and raise.
And then you get that, you know, 10th or 3rd back from raise one. I wonder how that would work.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sure they thought of that too. Because then you would have, well, no, you get only 2 hours. It would only happen every 2 hours. Dude, that'd be weird.
Cool.
Yeah, it would, yeah. And it should be. You should get experience back anyway, because if you're getting raised, you probably saved somebody's life.
Yeah.
That should earn you experience.
Sure, give you at least 10% on your
something. I just don't think it does enough damage. From what I was able to gather, it almost looks like it does twice my hit points. You know, like, I had 9 hit points when I shot that thing for 18, or when I exploded myself on it for 18. And today, I wrecked that sheep. Remember, I ran
100.
No, I hit it way harder than that.
100. That's what it says.
I looked. Really? No. On mine, it was way more than that.
Huh.
No, it was 230 something, I thought.
I
looked at it.
Have your hit exactly hit points?
Maybe. I don't know exactly how much. It says heavy damage, but it's not heavy. It's not heavy. It's another ability that you would use if you know you're screwed. The only problem is that you're taking yourself out of the fight in the beginning. You see, you know, like the ones we were talking about, like Monk, where it's like, you use it when you know you're fucked, you know, because you got to use it before you're almost dead to make it worth it. This is one that you would have to sacrifice yourself with a lot of hit points to make it worth it, but then you take yourself out of the fight.
That's not good. We have not worth it, remember?
Was that he goes, oh, he comes, I hate it when I hit the wrong background. I've seen him blow himself up all the time.
He did about 200-something points of damage, huh?
Yeah, but he was level 30 ninja and only did 200 points of damage. Yeah. I mean, what kind of crap is that? He was against a burly guy. So it was nice to do that, but it barely scratched them up. You know, I mean, it just, like, sucked. So, yeah, at 5, though, they get stealth, lowers chance of being detected by enemies, which I love, because I hate nothing more than walking past something, I'm 9 miles out of the way, and I see it look at me, and then charge me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Come on! This is BS!
Other times you could be, like, 3 feet from the guy.
I've had them walk through me, and not aggro me, when they very well should have, and then we turn around, and they're, roar! It's like, what the hell? I mean, it doesn't happen an awful lot. It's not like that horrible AI programming or anything. Don't get us wrong now. At 10, right here, I love it. You resist bind. You get a resistance to bind, which is awesome because nothing pisses me off more than bind. And since I'm subbing ninja, it's awesome because my thief now doesn't have to worry so much about getting bound when I'm trying to run for my life, right? Because I'm a big pansy. Self-preservation is strong and well in C4. I'm all about saving myself. I'm there for the group, but when it comes down, I don't want to die, okay? Or at least I don't want to lose the experience.
You get cool job trade too at level 10, right?
At level 10, on top of resist bind, you get what I think is the ultimate dual wield. The ability to equip two weapons. Which is fat. Because of this, it works, you know, as you sub it, and your main guy can use, you know, your main class is two weapons.
Two axes.
Two whatevers. I use, you know, well, as a ninja I use katanas, but as a thief I use a sword and a dagger. Just I think it looks cooler than two swords. I mean, like, I know I should be using two swords so I do more damage.
Yeah, you're holding, like,
but I just, yeah, exactly. Like, I just, it looks cooler. It looks like it should be. Unless I can get two scimitars, I'd love to run around, you know, just for a little while, just pretending I'm, you know, a certain dark elf for a day or two. You know, Driss scimitars. Alright, yeah. And at 25 and at 45, they get it dual wield, which I don't understand how that works. Because they get a 10, right? 10, dual wield. 25, dual wield. 45, dual wield. Am I reading that wrong? No. Allows you to equip two weapons. Now, my guess is this. My guess is that there's a penalty in there that I don't know about. There's a penalty. Two weapons, at level 10, maybe I have a penalty against one of them, or both of them. You know, and maybe it just reduces the penalty.
Huh.
Or
perhaps it just makes you more accurate with your second.
It's possible that it's a bonus, right?
Do you find that you're a little less accurate with your offhand?
Sometimes I think I am. Sometimes it seems like I really am, and sometimes it thinks like it looks like I do less damage. But then there's other times where every hit is exactly the same. You know, it's just whack whack 17-17, whack whack 40-40, depending on what I'm fighting. You know, whatever. It seems like sometimes it's straight even, and sometimes it seems like it's a little unbalanced. So I don't know if there's like a sliding scale or what, or maybe it's not even type of weapons. I'm pretty sure that I can equip whatever the hell I want. You know, and not have any kind of problem, you know?
As long as you can equip it.
As long as I can equip it, yeah. As long as my main class can equip it. I don't seem to have any problem. Like, I thought maybe it meant limited to swords and daggers. And then the second one, I get axes.
I'm wondering how
like
that works.
You and me both.
Like, if you are a sub a ninja at level 10, right? And then you have a warrior. One hand hold a dagger real fast with it, and one hand hold a...
It adds the weapon speeds together, and the animation is done separate.
Oh. That's messed up.
Yeah, because you get two weapons on there. Like, everybody thinks it's so fat at first, but what it does is it adds the weapon speed together. So you're hella slow, you just don't look like it. The animation plays out as it's kind of fast, like, you do, like, you know, two separate strikes. In reality, the way the game is working is that you get one strike at 10, you know, every whatever for the initiative, you know, at every 500 speed or whatever. We're going to play it as two, and it's two separate rolls. It's kind of messed up because it is... They add your weapon speed. I mean, it should be separate. It should be that, like, one starts out.
So it essentially turns two one-handed weapons into a two-handed weapon?
Yet you still roll twice.
As far as stats goes?
Well, as far as the speed goes. Right, you do not, like I would like to, okay, it should be like this. It should be that if I got two swords of equal speed, let's say I got two katanas that are 250 speed. Okay, my attack should go every 250 milliseconds, or whatever the hell they count it as, right? My weapon speed should be a flat 250, because each one's 250. It's not, it's 500. So I attack slower than I should.
But you go...
It just looks like... Yeah, it's two, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens. I strike twice, and they are separate rolls. Because I've done a critical and a miss. I've done two criticals. I've done two regular hits, a miss and a regular... I mean, It's definitely two separate strikes.
It's like one sort of fighting.
It's essentially the same thing.
It is, but it's just...
Instead of going like this, and then like this, you wait twice as long and do it both ways.
Exactly.
And
the animation plays once, and it looks really awesome the way they do it, but it just seems like it sucks because that if it was almost at the same time that you would be able to make those strikes faster. Like, how many times have you been into a fight where you needed one more hit to kill the guy?
How about the TPYs?
You know what I mean? And it seems like it would just pay off.
How's the TPYs? It's like each weapon gets their own TP.
You know what? I haven't figured that out yet, but I was pretty sure it only counts once. Pretty sure. I don't think it does, though. But it's because I missed.
When you're a monk, you hit twice, but you only get one thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, and that's because it seemed to me that I only get it once. Because I've been trying to watch it, but I missed so many times that I miss a lot, and I can't understand that. Maybe it really is a penalty then. Maybe it's just like, which blows. Because then you get your third dual wield at 45, which you can't sub. You only sub to 37, which blows. But I've seen two Thief Ninjas so far that were 60, 30 or whatever, and they're my gods. They are my, that's where I want to be in this game. That's it. That's all I really want. And on top of all that, like as cool as dual wield is, I mean, they get really nothing else, you know, but they have ninjutsu, which, you know, for all intents and purposes, magic, right? Except for you actually have to use components for it, which gets expensive. The ninjutsu itself is outrageously priced. The very first one you get at 9th level is in the auction house for like $8,000, you know? And then you get one at 12, and then you get 6 at 15, you get one at 19, and then you get one every so often, and then at 40, which blows because you can't sub it, you get 6 more, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 6 more.
Yeah, that's nice.
It blows that you can't sub it, you know, that high, unfortunately. But, you know, they're really cool. They're things like, you know, elemental damage, or weaken the enemy, or make yourself impossible to hit for one hit or whatever. Deals damage to enemy, lowers its resistance against lightning, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they got some cool shit. The only thing is, I take into account your gear. You know, I like to look at, I can carry 30 things. 16 of those are used by items, one is used by my Link Pearl. The rest is for loot. Because I'm all about the loot, man. I got to get my money on. But if I'm packing my, you know, shit full of spell components, you know, it sucks that I can't carry a whole lot of stuff. And especially being a thief, because I'm carrying tons of shit. You know, that really puts a damper on it. But I think the two weapons and the ninjutsu makes it worth it. You know, I really do think it makes it such a fat class, and I'm so proud of it.
There is a way to make the ninja the best tank in the game.
Yeah, you were saying about that.
You want to talk about expensive. One of the ninjutsus works essentially like Blink, which creates shadow images of yourself, and the monster attacks the shadow images instead of you. What if the way ninjutsu works is that there's, I believe...
Which one is it?
I think the way that the table is really jacked up. Because you got to...
Itchy.
Exactly. I mean, you can't read it.
Hey,
so
server...
You've got to read the description and make up an English name for it.
Server should be up in 40 minutes.
Awesome.
Well,
I knew we could blow 6 hours somehow. We went and ate, and we fucked around, and now we've recorded for 2 hours, and Jesus Christ, 20 minutes already.
One of these allows you to create shadow images of yourself, and the monster will attack the shadow images instead of you.
Damn.
When you do this often enough, and you barely ever get hit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, couple that with the fact...
That's a ninja tank.
...that I'm a Mithra, you know, like I suggest...
Then you have the dexterity to not get hit when they're attacking you.
Yeah, on top of all that, right? And then, again, I'm going to sub it, so I'll have Thief and all his or her... traits of, you know, yes, you know, I cannot wait to see my guy. I'm going to be impossible to hit, and I'm going to love it. And as it is,
in order to do that often enough to be the tank, you want to talk about expenses.
Yeah, that's...
You know,
that's,
here's a suggestion for this game, though, you know. If you have a ninja and a sub job, you should be able to use your both jobs, combine your both jobs to our...
Yeah, you were thinking about that, making up. He was talking about it the other day, and it was really interesting, some of the ideas, like that when you have a sub job, his thought was, why did they just give you your main 2-hour? Why couldn't they develop a new 2-hour that is geared to both of your things, like a white
warrior.
That'd be fucked up.
How about a red mage? How about red mage and a black mage?
Oh, there you go.
Chain
spell without using any magic.
Oh my god! You want to talk about overpowered? That would be the ultimate 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute though. What if you
make it 15 seconds?
Benediction and perfect dodge.
I think I would do.
How about Hunger Fist with
Mighty Strike? No. Right, we were thinking about this.
How about Hunger Fist exactly with Bloody Weapon?
Which one?
Huh?
Hunger Strike with Bloody Weapon, yeah.
Hunger Fist.
With, oh my, I mean.
They're way too powerful.
But it would be.
So I make kind of a time half.
Yeah, the time would be.
15 seconds.
Well.
Yeah, that's fine and dandy. For 15 seconds, you can cast as many spells as you want with no mana. Or.
With no.
Or for 15 seconds,
dude,
you can
drop holy. Like, 50 times.
Yeah. I mean, you can kill anything with that.
Oh, fellas.
Level 50 white mage with black mage stuff can kill anything.
Oh, my God.
White and black, but red and black.
But,
yeah, red and
like,
black.
Okay, it's a little crazy, but honestly, though, it would be really awesome
if you have them get 10 seconds.
Even that, but I'm not saying it has to be a direct combination of the two. You know what I mean? Like obviously, it's overpowered. We just went through the example. In 10 seconds, our brains were like, how can we exploit this, you know, to become gods? I mean, what it is though, like what if you had, like a dragoon beastmaster? I don't know. What's
look
this,
how many
like,
combinations there are, though.
So, they got nothing to do.
No, shame you saw, though. Okay.
What are they doing tonight? They got four guys moving the servers around the room. They're vacuuming. That's what it is.
Hey, one guy's lifting up the server.
The other guy's got a dust duster underneath him. Oh my God. Holy shit, I bet that's what's happening right now. They got nothing better to do. I know they don't. They can, well, okay, in an expansion pack, why don't they do? But you know what? Before we get all crazy, we got one more to power through real quick. And normally I'd let you read Dragoon because I know you want to do that and you read it too slow.
Okay, go ahead.
Unless you really want to read it.
No,
I would like to hear you do it, but you read them too slow.
No, you go.
Okay. The dragon, this is the guy that uses the little dragon that he flies around with, right? Now, I do not like his 2-hour either. It should just be like some kind of normal regular.
Oh, that's
the dragon.
Oh.
It should be something like, yeah. I know. When I found that out too, I was like, what? That's so fucking stupid.
You can only make the dragon.
His 2-hour is to pop that thing up. It's to have his little familiar flying around. Yeah, that's his 2-hour. Just to bring it out. That's his 2-hour ability. It's retarded. It should be like Dragon Breath or something, right?
Yeah.
It should be something burly, but
or
no.
Whenever it become a real dragon.
Something cool. Not to just pull it out. I mean, it should always be there anyway. Or that should be an ability even. You know, a regular an ability. At first level, 2-hour ability, call it. At fifth level, they get Ancient Circle. Raises party defense against dragons. Really cool if you're out dragon hunting. I know that. Jump is a neat when they get a 10th level, which is they can use it once every 30 seconds, and it delivers a short jumping attack. Now, I remember these, they had these in, like, Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah.
You can get jump.
Jump's also a weapon skill for the,
Oh, really?
Spear.
Ah, okay, yeah, that's like their main thing, too. That's what
right.
They always
jump
around. Yeah, it's a neat attack.
You know, okay, go ahead.
And it helps an awful
I
lot.
I guess I'm in Dobrin.
High jump is their 35th level. Oh, wait, at 10, they also get an attack bonus, which is just, you know, improves the power of their physical attacks. At 35, they get a high jump, delivers a high jumping attack. I guess more damage. It's got twice as long cooldown. That was 3 minutes. At 25, they get Dragon Killer. It gives you an edge when fighting dragons. Now, I don't know how many dragons you're going to be fighting in this game.
I don't know. We fought two so far.
And we're 30th.
Yeah.
And we've only fought.
I bet they got way more.
So I don't know. Yeah, there's gotta be. There better be to make this class worth it.
Seven dragons.
Yeah, there has to be to make this class even useful in the game. There had to be.
Quite a few dragons in the Burning Circle.
Oh yeah, and it seems like everyone we've gone into has been some kind of a dragon in there, right? Yeah. So and then 30, you get an accuracy bonus as a trait, and then at 50 though, you get a super jump out of an enemy's perception range. Jesus Christ, sounds like you jump halfway across the zone. Which is a nice escape, I guess.
That also sounds like a...
No, that's not tag on nothing.
Yeah, it probably is. No, I don't know. No, because it says jumps out of enemy's perception range.
Oh.
Like...
Is that a fucking escape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like,
it sounds like a
whoops.
Like a aggro dropper.
Yeah, it definitely does. But now this is a cool class because you have that little dragon that follows you around and they blast shit with, you know, they got all kinds of weird stuff.
Every 2 hours, I guess.
Hey, that all it is?
It's the 2 hours.
Oh, no, well, when it stays there, I mean, the dragon stays with you until it dies, then you gotta wait 2 hours. But how often, have you ever seen a guy get his women killed?
Oh, yeah.
I never have. They're so protective of that stupid bird.
Not really.
Yeah, really.
Sometimes you get...
If they're 2 hours, they better be protective about it. I don't know. I don't care for the quest at all. So that's why I wasn't too bummed when we got, you know, our hookup yesterday on making the quest.
Okay, here's the thing, though. You know, Final Fantasy V is all about jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, at the end, if you master all the jobs and use your regular guy, he can get choose which skills.
Oh, from any job?
Any job.
Oh, man.
You only have so many slots, though. You
start obviously. Cool.
You know, double-handed, dual wire.
That's kind of what a blue mage is. And I'm wondering how...
That's what I wanted to bring up before we talked about that dragon.
You learn the animal skills. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
But now, have you seen the rumors all over Final Fantasy XI, all the message boards, all the link shells? Everybody's talking about a blue mage being added.
I don't know how the hell they do it. Anybody who's played Final Fantasy X, the dude with the horn that's broken up, Kimari, he's essentially a blue mage.
Mm-hmm.
You do a thing called Lancet against the creature, and it allows you to learn one of their skills.
Now, this is something they've always had in Final Fantasy.
Six.
In Final Fantasy Six, you have that little crazy guy. Well, I don't know. I renamed him Jimmy or Bobby or Steve or something. Some little crazy guy. And he would learn enemy attacks, and he learned every enemy in the game if he did it.
That was the little
Jimmy.
Woody, the guy who's a
beastman.
The little crazy kid guy who lives out in the
outback
or whatever. Yeah, that little guy. I can't think
you
of
you want meat, give him meat?
They've had blue mages as long as that, I think. But
probably, I don't know.
But
they had him in five.
There's like,
right?
How many different enemies are there in this game?
Okay, how many are there really? This is a big complaint of mine with this game. At sixth level, you're fighting crabs in West Ronfruit, right? At 10th through 20th, you're fighting crabs in the Dunes. At 20th through 25th, you're fighting crabs in Quiffam.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all have the same...
They all have that same ghetto-ass water thing. Where they
You got names.
And then they changed the name.
Clippers to snippers.
You know?
Yeah. Snippers.
Clippers and snippers and water crabs. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. River crabs.
You can't make another model.
Crabs.
You know, make one enemy a week and replace the one that you've got. And by the end of a year, this game would be so much cooler. And it's not a whole lot of work to do that if you pace yourself. Shit, there aren't that many to keep them busy for a year.
I will admit that's definitely something that could be...
Change the color, even. I mean, they're all the same color. Blue crabs, I've been fighting for ages, and I'm sick of seeing them. Leeches,
red
all
ones,
the same. Well, make a red crab. They have red and blue crabs. In reality, why don't they make like a white crab or a metallic-looking crab for us? This is a fantasy game. Who cares how realistic it looks? I mean, it looks really good. The graphics are great. It does look really good for what it does. But
you
can bend the rules as much as you want.
Or if you want to have a whole bunch of different kinds of rabbits, like make them different sizes.
Yeah. Make the bigger ones stronger.
And a robber.
I'm fighting rabbits that are kicking my ass at 30th level that look just like the ones that were kicking my ass at first level. You know, now, am I wrong? Does EverQuest have a similar plan?
EverQuest has a lot of different models.
Do they really?
And they have the one thing, the biggest thing that EverQuest has over this game is the amount of equipment and the number of enemies.
Yeah.
And, because, you run around, and, everyone's faces look the same, but everybody looks different.
Yeah.
Everybody all has different equipment. Some people have burning swords.
Some people have all kinds of
crazy
cool
stuff.
See, this game's still young, though.
That's true. I mean, it's a year over there, and, 3 months here?
I mean, EverQuest has...
4 or 5 years.
And has, six expansions all adding all kinds of...
They're working on 7th, too. I don't know what it's called, but they were talking about it on Counter-Strike Radio. I still think of them as that, too, because I used to do, EverQuest Radio. But that really bugs me that I keep finding the same things, you know? I mean, it drives me insane, because it's hard to gauge. It's really hard to gauge what is, the only thing that you can tell is unique, you know? You've seen the nefarious monsters running around in Victoria, they are.
And even they look all the same.
Not all, no. See, I thought they did, too, but there's a point now where they are different. I don't know if... Like most of them, the ones I saw until I hit 20th were the same. They really were all the same. like I like you see the one-eyed Jack, you know? Yeah, right. Then, yeah. That stupid blonde guy, you fucked me up so bad in the YMH one day. Then you got one-eyed Jack, the little rabbit guy, looks just like every other rabbit. You wouldn't know it unless you clicked on him and read it first. And I hardly ever look. I'd know what it is from sight, right? But when we were in Deckfall's tower, the guys, we saw three uniques in there. I've fought three of them, killed by one and killed two. And they were different. They were all, I'm pretty sure they were even different. They were gray, for one, right? You know, they're all green giants in there. Have you seen those big ass green giant dudes, right? The trappers and all that shit. One of them is, did you get your other guy there before you quit? No, okay. You fight these giant ass green things.
Huge.
And they're big. They're
like Hulk.
They're like the Hulk, maybe it's bigger. And they, but anyway, we fought three uniques, and it seemed like you could tell them apart right away, because they were gray, for one, and they were mean-looking, like they had different gear on, you know, and one of them had, well, maybe they all did, so I didn't get a good look, I'm the mage, I'm way the fuck back there, you know, so I don't get up and look at them, but they had, I know at least one had a monster axe, like something you did not see before, you know, like you knew that there was something special about this guy, because he was just packing this monster axe. Now, they might have used the same three models for all three of the different dudes I saw in there, but I'm not sure. I never got close enough. I either got killed too fast or I was too far away to see it, but I knew them right away that they were uniques. So, at least they changed the unique. Now, I keep wandering around the dunes, thinking I'm going to see a unique damsel fly that looks kind of undead and scary. Like, I don't know why. I got this, I dreamed about it one day, and I got this picture. You know the damsel flies? You know, they're what? Red and yellow and kind of bright colors. I keep thinking of a real evil-looking undead one for some reason, because there's a unique one there that drops the Emperor's hairpin. That $200,000 hairpin, some jerk-off bought one at Bastok in the auction house for 20 grand. Somebody listed it for 20 grand. Somebody listed one for 20 grand and somebody bought it.
Oh my god.
It's worth $200,000. It's worth $200,000.
Bad.
I know. And so what? There's one for sale, so what am I doing? $21,000. 22,000. I had every dime I had sunk into it, and I couldn't get it at like 53,000 one day. And that guy wasn't an idiot, obviously, but the first guy who did, oh, it pissed me off. I want a nice item like
what
that.
What was it?
Emperor's hairpin.
Well, I mean, what were the stats? It was HP to how much HP to how much? Minus 10.
No. This one wasn't for a mage. This one was more for like a thief because it was like plus 5 dexterity and plus 10 evasion or something. It was fat. Yeah, whatever it was, because I didn't want it at first. And I looked, I was like, and I looked at it and was like, holy shit, this is a nice item. So, I don't remember what it, we'll have to look it up after we're done. But it was, whatever it was, it didn't strike me as something for a mage.
All the other hairpins are MPHP.
Yeah. That's what I'm wearing, silver hairpin right now. I need that 15 magic.
I'm wearing
like
a brass one for my fighters, for my darkness.
I can't keep up with them damn Tarus, man.
I can't wear the hairpins. But I need that HP real bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't give up that HP.
That's right. Screw that, man. I got enough of that. That's right. I forgot. That's right. Damn.
How much mana do you have right now? Well, I'm a red mage. They have lower mana than any of the others. But I have, at level 11, I have 118.
Damn.
Jesus. At 11. With no plus MP gear whatsoever.
Dude.
And I'm a red mage. I'm not even white.
Yeah.
Three more, you get a cure too.
Shit. Hate you guys.
And they're
so freaking cute too.
They're level 11, I have 19 intelligence and 19.
Damn.
Mine.
Yeah. So before we quit here, because we've gone on way too freaking long.
Yeah.
I didn't think we would go this long at all. But and I know everybody stopped listening by now anyway. So but. What about the classes mixing them? Like, let's speculate on an expansion. Like, a blue mage would be interesting. There's not that many creatures, I don't think.
I would be willing to bet that the next expansion adds another class.
At least one. I mean, the first one added three? Dragoon, Ninja, and Samurai?
Oh, did they?
That was an expansion for us. Or for them. For us, it was just...
Right, it was just part of the game.
Yeah, but it was... If you look at the manual, it listed as an expansion.
Samurai, Ninja, and Dragoon. I would also not be surprised if the next expansion didn't add another race.
That would be something. Because that would... See, now, I'm opposed to adding races. Like,
you're
racist, I remember...
Motherfucker.
No, I remember... You know, I really should have laid down some kind of racial slur right there just to make it really funny on you, but I just was, like, not thinking fast enough. But, like, I'm opposed to adding races because that you cannot change your race without drastically affecting your guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's say they add, like, the Uber race tomorrow, or anything else. I mean, it doesn't have to be fat. Let's just say they add something tomorrow. And you want to be it, for whatever reason it is. And you
start over again.
You got to start all over again. You cannot take your jobs over there. So I'm opposed to, like, when I heard about them adding in, what, the frog people and all that crap in EverQuest way back in the day when they started adding a couple classes, I thought, that blows for the people that have been playing this game. That sucks, because now they got to start a new guy if they want to change their race. Well, but they'd have to change classes in that, too, anyway. But
well, yeah, in EverQuest, you get one class.
Yeah, which pisses. I don't like that. I don't like that system at all.
But then again, you also don't have to pay per character.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And you have to...
It's only a dollar.
Yeah, it's not a huge deal.
It's only a dollar.
A month?
I guess it's a... Yeah, it must be a month, because you're still using the space. Okay, yeah. See, I don't know. I just... I would be mad if they added something that I... See, now, the only reason I picked Mithra was because I thought they were the least of the evils. Yeah. I didn't like really any of the races in this game at all. I do not like the Galka. The humans are... They're all right. They're like the safe bet for me. I don't like the...
They're not good at anything.
The elves, I don't like. Who?
The humans.
Oh, that's exactly it. They're not bad at anything either. They're not. But every game has humans like that. Every game has humans.
Yeah, that's how humans are.
That's exactly. I mean, that's just...
Almost every game got elves, too.
You know, yeah, but
no,
see, the
we're
elves...
Saying the humans are always the middle of the road.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, they're like a safe bet.
Not the highest,
not the lowest. And they're just straight across the middle, usually. But, like, look, you know... I just don't like the Galka. I just don't like him. I've never been into the big burly guy that just, you know, looks like all crazy and just mows shit down.
Yeah, that's all about the warriors.
You know, exactly. And people have different mindsets in these kind of games, you know, and I was convinced that Wolf here was going to pick a Galka warrior. I just, right off the bat, for some reason, I thought you were going to pick the biggest, burliest guy you could have, as if it mattered. You know, but for me, I always like to play the little sneaky guys that are all, you know, a little bit different. So the Taru and the Mithra really were cool to me, and nothing else even cared about it. Now, if they added a race, and I hate the elves. I do not like what they did to the elves in this. The elven
dwarf.
God, it pisses me off. Okay, good example. What if they had a dwarf? I wouldn't mind playing a dwarf fighter. I would probably like to play one.
Sure.
But I don't want to have to lose all my shit that I've earned now as a Mithra. Just so I can be that race for a while to check it out or whatever. I mean, I could pay for another guy and start from scratch, but God, that sucks.
But you'd have to start, aside from your sub-job and some of your quests, well, all your quests.
Your fame, your money, your friends.
Well, as far as money, you could send some money over to them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Good point.
That's true. Oh, that's what you meant when you said you could send it to yourself.
Yeah.
Ah! I was trying to, because then you said no, but not your guy, and I was like, my brain, like, locked on that. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll have another bite of my general chicken. That made no sense. I got it, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can send it to a different character.
Yeah, it must be, because you see, I've seen a guy, what's that guy's name, the little tar guy, Half Pint? He made a second guy named Half Pint Goods. Just chilled in town with his bazaar. You know what? I only saw him one day. I wonder if they made him pull it. I only saw that guy one day. Half Pint Goods. I knew the guy.
What is with that chick in between?
Dude, Rena-san?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm going to kill that whore. I think bought all the oranges in town. Seriously, do you notice that she sells oranges for $90 a pop, and it's available at the grocery store on the other side of the auction house? She sits on the one side, other side of the auction house at the grocery store, $32, $31 for me now, $31, $32 for an orange. She sells them for $90. Yet today? Was that today? Yesterday? Yes. We got cut off. We cannot buy oranges at the grocery store anymore. That whole town is cut off from oranges. I don't know if there was, like, a supply, and that her whole scheme was to buy them all. Because she did. Every day I'd walk by her, and I'd see her sitting there. And I'd examine her. And I'd see her with these oranges. And I can see people are buying. Because if you look and you try to buy, it'll tell you how many are in that stack.
Oh, you have to check her to see? I thought she was just sitting there. I didn't know she was
They got that little bag over their head?
I thought that was a guild tag.
Oh, no. That is...
Bizarre.
That's something we didn't explain.
Yeah, Brian thought that chick died.
I thought she had a heart attack when she was playing, and she's been there for a month and a half.
She's just been sitting there. Damn. Oh, my God. No. What it is they leave the game. you can sell the stuff that your guy's carrying, right? So, like, then that little bag means that you've got stuff for sale.
I thought it was just another like
the
little
like jewel. Yeah, no. At first, I did too. I had no idea what it was.
And that makes sense now because I thought, Jesus Christ, that's
there's
a
lot
kid
of these guys around.
He didn't move it at all. He goes, "Not check me. They're from Hmong."
There's another guy too, Chow Chow. I know you.
Yes, though.
I know you've seen him. Go past her towards your house. On the right, there's a guy wearing a pumpkin mask. And he's got Chow Chow, and he hasn't moved since I started playing this game.
So
and it
shows
me a second
account
to it just sells their crap. They're just, you know, they're mule. But that's too funny. You, when somebody's got that little bag, you click on it, you click check, and then it shows their gear, and your cursor is on View Bazaar. You just probably never noticed because it's kind of hard to see when you're on it. It's like almost grayed out. But if you hit your accept button, whatever it is again.
I've never actually checked her.
You gotta do it. Just check her. And then click it again.
She
and then it'll show
oranges.
You. She sells oranges and winter's tea leaves or something, right? And what it is like I have crap on me all the time that I need to sell. So I just say $500 for, you know, whatever it is, a dollar, whatever, I don't care. You know, whatever the item is that I need to sell that I'm running out of space for, you know, in the bazaar, in the auction house, your guy can sell on his person. You just set the price. It changes your icon to that little bag, you know, that like shows you got something for sale. Just walk by and click them. And then you can view what they got for sale. And then the computer handles it all. They don't have to do anything. So, like, I've been in combat, and people run by me, and I'll see them. So-and-so buys whatever from you. And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm hacking and slipping, but the computer, you know, it handles it for you. So it's really nice and easy like that. You know, it's nice. And what I've been doing to make a little money is you go to town, and you buy stuff that people need in the field. Jack the price up, just to, you know, jack the price up some so they're not like, oh, this guy's just ripping off. Just, you know, a couple bucks extra for your trouble. You know, and then head on into the field and go earn some levels, you know, and you're down there killing, and people are like, oh, thank God, there's somebody down here selling this stuff who's, you know, I don't have to walk the town for. And, you know, I mean, it supplements my income rather well. You know, I mean, I'm not dead broke anymore. I've worked out quite a few ways to get some cash in this now, but. All right, but after 3 hours of talking about Final Fantasy, we managed to pass the 6 hours of server maintenance they had to do, all that vacuuming, you know, around the computers. And it's back online, so I think we've covered a lot today and probably bored everybody to sleep. Anybody have anything left to say? You know what? I pray that I've managed to pull it together this week and at least read something about any other game because this one is like a sickness. And I hate to do the show strictly on the same game, especially 2 times in a row and for like 3 hours today and 2 hours last week or whatever it was, you know. So hopefully, you know, this won't happen for at least a while. You know, we'll bring some actual content with other games and stuff. You know,
if you haven't yet, you need to talk about Prince of Persia.
Yeah, that one we mentioned it what we could, you know, and it's like it was like a best of the year thing too, you know, and a lot of people said that was the fat game to have, so we mentioned it. You know, I haven't played it yet. Oh,
I have it for GameCube.
Hunter was here. Yeah, you know, Hunter's got it for the PC. I'll grab his anyway, just because it.
Oh,
anyway.
Which man called beat it?
Hunter. So I don't know, it's just, that's a fat game too, but I mean, we're trying to cover everything here, and unfortunately we get wrapped up into one game and it makes the show go to shit, just because, you know, we finally found a game that we actually enjoy playing and spending a lot of time in instead of jumping from game to game like we, you know, usually do and just beat it real quick and grab the next thing out there, but at least I'm gonna, you know, hopefully be able to start going through some other game demos or something,
I can do the ID somehow,
and, bring other things other than Final Fantasy. So, I guess that's it. Anybody else want to say anything?
I don't think so.
That's no. Are you coming
guys
back?
Nice one.
This was rad having you here. I just don't know what else we, you know, how much you play anything else. So,
I have some knowledge on other games.
We'll and definitely we can do EverQuest too if you want. I can sit there and try to bash it as much as possible. I hate that game.
Well, I burned myself out on it really bad, so I could bash it pretty good.
Well, and there's a whole show dedicated to that too, anyways. So I bet you'd really enjoy listening to it. I listen to it while I play this all the time. You know, it's good shit to listen to. So, all right, see you next week.
Peace out.
That was so terrible. I think you gave me cancer.
What have I been telling you? There's not much you can do to stop that. Well, short of showing up at all their houses and beating the shit out of them, I guess.